voice.
Oh, you gotta, yeah.
But I want to hear the music. Press play. Press play. Press play. Oh yeah, this is from a band called the Chamberines. They're kind of like a retro pop vibe, you know. Their bandmate controlled the artwork, and they were like, "I don't really like the text that you put with the picture. I could get down with a text for the picture, but I don't." We got in a fight over it. You know, we got in a fight. So. It was kind of too much information. Can we go back? Can we go back? Chamberines. It's like tambourines, but with a shambo. So, yeah, we got the Chamberines. Bourines. The Chamberines.
Alright, you Martian motherfuckers, welcome to another episode of Alien Radio Podcast. That song was No Going Back by the Chamberines, and you can find and support the Chamberines by going to theshamberines.bandcamp.com. It's going to be available in the description of the podcast, but it's theshamberines.bandcamp.com. If you want to fast forward to the end of this podcast, I'm going to have Forest Moon, also by the Chamberines, ending it. So it's going to be like the last little song there. Now, the Chamberines are a Raleigh singer-songwriter collaboration by E. Dickinson and Colleen McNamara. Sorry, Colleen. Never got your last name right. Anyway, we're also brought to you by newtherapy.bandcamp.com, where you can check out Diggity Dave's music. I don't have any on this episode, but on the other ones, you can check it out. This drum beat's something I cooked up one of those days. Anyway, we're also brought to you by Angry Angel Energy with 50 calories, 120 milligrams of caffeine, stevia leaf extract, B vitamins, and CoQ10. It's the best way to drink away the energy that you need today. Angry Angel, elevate life. Check out angryangel.com. Sold at Whole Foods from North Carolina down to Alabama. Two delicious flavors, tropical and blackberry lemon. Mmm, delicious stuff. All right, folks, this podcast is pretty fun. We got Uncle Timmy on the fucking podcast in the beginning. We just bullshit and started off just going on topics. Timmy's had over 20 years of experience being in broadcast media, so it's kind of fun to take him to the grassroots of podcast. We actually discussed that a little bit. Timmy's also got a line of hot sauces. If you go to Tornado Hot Sauce, look for Tornado Hot Sauce. I think he's got a website, tornadohotsauce.com. He's got like 12 different flavors. We're not really endorsing it right now. We're just getting you warmed up, pun intended, with that hot, hot, hot sauce. So, you know, I'm a hot sauce enthusiast. So once we get that full line, we'll definitely do a podcast. We'll get some video on it, and we'll show y'all what the sauces are. I think that's all we got right now as far as sponsors. But like I said, we got Timmy. Will takes over for a little bit. And we got Colleen somewhere in there talking about her tracks and the collaboration. And we'll get her on a standalone podcast. She just kind of hopped in. We're at this jam party. But anyway, folks, enough of me talking about nothing. Let's go talk about nothing.
See you next time.
Thing that I wanted to tell you earlier is, what is the difference between a $150 rubber and a $200,000 rubber?
Not a goddamn thing.
The $150 rubber is a busted tire. The $200,000 rubber is a busted condom. Da-dum.
Who actually uses condoms anymore at this point, though? That's a thing. There's no point to it.
Right, unless your girl doesn't want to take a bunch of hormones and not get pregnant.
Well, that's the one, you know, shortfall on that. But my theory on this is that basically the whole AIDS quote-unquote epidemic was actually started by the condom industry to make a lot of money off selling condoms.
I mean, I think they're a good thing.
No, they're not. No, they're not. If the girl's
I mean,
birth,
I don't like them.
If the girl's on birth control, right. And let's see, she's not shooting up or you're not shooting up, there's not really a big chance of anything really happening other than basically the little walk of shame that happens in the morning or the, hooked up with her. That's it. That's all it should be. But, you know, I mean, if you're shooting up and doing drugs and you have a low immune system, yeah, then you got a problem. You got a big problem.
I just think, you know, you should do your best. If it's a night and you're having, like, a consensual intercourse and you don't know the person, always good to have that fucking, you know, that backup plan just in case you don't want to be pissing fire for a couple days. Been there.
You know, that even those kind of STDs,
it's like a badge of honor that means you fuck a lot.
They're kind of going away, and they've been going away for a long time.
With antibiotics, and nobody talks about it.
Right, but I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I know people who get laid a lot. I'm not one of them right now, unfortunately. And none of them have either A, gotten a girl pregnant, or B, got an STD.
Yes, because they're smart adults, and that's not everybody. So, moving on, though, just, you know, that's a pretty good opener.
Yeah, the whole point is this, you know, don't be getting around with somebody who's, you know, shooting up with heroin and stuff, and you're probably going to be okay if they're on birth control. That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's not a terrible, watch out for the intervenes. Gets all that bad shit in there.
And
it's
really easy to figure out if a girl's been shooting up, too. Or if you're with a, if, I don't know, if you're having...
Try to make me go to rehab, but now I won't go.
Look at their arms, and if it looks like a railroad track, it's...
But Timmy, okay, I remember we were playing a gig, and you were telling me something about fucking... You lived in, like, Nashville.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a run that you would go on. It was just, like, miles and miles and miles, and you'd just fucking start running.
Yeah.
What was that? What was that?
Oh, I mean, I've run all around Nashville, right up there on...
But, like, you said something about, like, running marathons and shit like that?
Oh, yeah. I run from my house, which is located right near Briley Parkway, and then I would go up to Baptist Hospital and back, and that was 10 miles each way. So I would do that twice when I would run it, and then I would run halfway and back.
Right.
And then that would be 26.2, which is a marathon, and I would do that 3 times a week.
That's fucking insane. What was what fueled you to fucking run? Did you run in high school or any before, or
no,
you just fucking
no.
Just started. How old were you started running?
Really wasn't an age when I started running. I just decided I'd like to, you know, put on the.
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm saying the reason I'm asking is because me and my buddy are gonna have a head-to-head challenge, and I've been texting about it. I've been, you know, poking fun at it. But if he's gonna run a half marathon, I'm gonna run the half marathon, and I think we should challenge each other. So this is gonna be a head-to-head between me and my buddy. We also got some other people running.
Well, it's not that hard to train. It's
but
actually,
like, so
it's
like,
pretty
how
easy.
Did you go from exactly? So you just like knew it was 10 miles, so you started running, and then you like run farther and farther every day until you were like just going down there.
Yeah, when I used to box, I used to run. You know, when I was 16, 17, 18, I used to run just because of the cardiovascular was, you know, really big. And when I played baseball in high school, I ran really far distances. And then when I moved to Nashville, I had some downtime, and I just picked up my Converse All-Stars one day, threw on the old iPod, and just went for a long run. And it just kind of built from there. I went from like 6 miles, which was easy for me at the time. And then 10 miles, 15, and then it kind of got addicting. And then all of a sudden, I was up to 20, 26. I ran 32 miles one day straight. So that was and all in
wow.
Usually in Converse All-Stars, board like surfing board shorts, and often a Motorhead T-shirt.
Did you have any headphones? Were you listening to music?
iPod, yeah. And that's actually one of the reasons I stopped running. I haven't really ran for a while since then. It's because I got tired of listening to the same 300 songs over and over and over again.
That's but at least that's your 300 songs. But the most problem with that is you get whole albums. So like, but then like the radio will be like the same like 40 songs. You know?
Sure. I mean, after spending years on the radio, I got bored of doing that too. So.
Right.
Right. So, but it's just like when you hear Bob O'Reilly by the.
It's crazy though. Like finding new music.
It's hard. Well, it's hard finding new music.
Really is that kind of what's rewarding about it though?
There's nothing. I got to be honest with you. I don't hear anything good coming up.
Right. But if you did, you're like, oh, finally. Well, like I mean, I know for a fact, like I was getting into Black Keys, but when I went to the concert, it was a lot of people that were older than me that were like, fuck yeah, dude, we got somebody playing at least some kind of blues where you could feel it. The drummer, just the guitar player, they're fucking like playing it raw. You know what I mean? There's different elements you can find.
What's ruined it for me is this, that myself being a musician, you're a musician, and seeing a band. Bands don't really have any inspiration to go out and play music. Like, you know, I was kind of jamming on some Guns N' Roses a little bit ago. Welcome to the Jungle, right? Because that riff is kind of a cool.
Oh, man, the whole album. The Appetite for Destruction is fucking amazing.
One of the best rock albums ever.
And I'll tell you what, a couple things from Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 is good, but honestly, Axl Rose on fucking Chinese Democracy is a highly underrated album because he took so long to do it.
Right.
But I think that was his style from the beginning, dude. He just wanted to make it and be able to do what he wants on his terms, and it's a fucking banger.
Well, I don't know if it was a different time or, you know, they were on drugs, and it was just like, well, here's the thing. Back when rock and roll was rock and roll and country was country, and we were kind of touching on this earlier.
Oh, yeah.
It was sex, drugs, rock and roll, and country, sex, drugs, and whatever.
Oh, yeah. Pills, liquor, and fucking pianos on fire.
Absolutely. I mean, it was ruckus, and now you go to a show.
It's just hard to convince people, though, like, that makes sense, though, because, like, if I'm a fucking young kid or even myself when I was, like, first listening to, like, Jerry Lee Lewis, it's like, oh, man, it's a crazy guy with the piano, right?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, if you really look at it, there's not even been anybody that crazy or that on a piano, like, since. I mean, there is, like, elements of, like people trying to mimic that shit, but like there was definitely, you can tell by the reaction of the crowd and the playing that he's doing that there's something going on.
Well, it was sex, drugs, rock and roll, and there was a rawness to it. And if you see a lot of these bands nowadays, it's not even a lot of bands, but you know, the bands that you do see, these young guys, they're obviously not inspired by anything. They're looking down the whole time. They have beards, they have fake glasses on, they have skinny jeans. I wear skinny jeans.
It's like
jeans,
a look. It's definitely, I wear skinny jeans too. I wear every fucking kind of shit.
But that's just because of my body type. I'm a small guy, but you don't see them like rocking and like, you know, fire going off and you know, like even like Kiss, like, you know, the tongues going. Nah. It was all about like getting laid and having fun and partying, and now
still
it's,
is.
Not really.
Still is, just not the same fucking. You're not fishing for the same fish, homie.
Not really. I mean, and
no, it is, but it's like I'm not necessarily agreeing, but what I just think, or not disagreeing. I'm sorry. I mean, I definitely think it's like it's not. That's not like the overall like theme of it. I mean, it's not like going out and meeting and just raging. But I think a lot of things is like, what do you think about like the over polishing of some music though? You know what I mean? Where
that's
the vocals need to be perfect.
That's got a big thing to do with it too.
I'll
tell you what happened. Is it everything with digital? With analog, you had to be good.
Right.
When it went digital, you didn't have to be good. You could overdub and re-overdub and re-overdub, retrack.
But it's funny that you say you don't have to be good, and the goal of it is to make you sound ultra good. So I think it's like kind of like a, it sets a new standard because they like people will hear people sing, and you know you got to be up to this ultra fucking good.
Well, back in the day, if you were a superstar singer, right, you had to, or a singer in a band or just an artist, you had to be good. You had to be pitch perfect. There was nothing to correct you. And case in point, the other night, you know, I don't watch basketball. I don't really care for it, you know, because, you know, myself being short Irish Catholic and 5'5". But I saw the aftermath of what happened when the Fergie, formerly of the Black Eyed Peas, I don't know if they're still together, sang the national anthem, and it was the worst thing. It was the worst thing I ever heard because she was not auto. It's like she's trying to make the national anthem sexy. Oh, say, can you see?
What
are you doing? And it's like these are people that are considered fucking pop stars. You know what I mean? So that's the problem. It's like you don't have to be good in order to be a pop star. All you have to do is have that image and be sellable, and that's what's
And then when
the
you're
industry.
Not sellable, you go out and you sing the fucking national anthem like shit. People tweet you, and then you get a comeback tour.
Yeah, but you know what she should have said? She should have been like, yeah, I can't right now. She should have denied it.
It's always kind of controversial with like the way different ways people sing the national anthem. There's like this like Latino jazz guy that played a baseball stadium,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, the way he played it, dude, it almost brought a tear to my eye. Like, it was like, he fucking did it good, but it was controversial at the time. But he was like, it was the same guy that sings Shalalabamba, or no, Feliz Navidad.
Jose Feliciano?
Jose Feliciano plays the fucking national anthem, like, at a fucking, like, I don't think it's World Series, but it's a big bet game, right?
And for my money, it doesn't get any better.
But he plays it with, yeah, exactly. No,
did you get the reference I just said there?
No.
For my money, it doesn't get any better.
Is that a quote from him?
Fargo. When Steve Buscemi's sitting there with the prostitute, you know, where they're watching Jose Feliciano play, and he's like, for my money, it doesn't get any better.
Dude, I wish I could just play a little clip of that song, but I know we'd probably get fucking...
What, Feliz Navidad?
People mad at me. No, the way he played the national anthem, it was like with the guitar. I mean, it was just him and a guitar, and you can't fucking play a fucking like trumpet sound and fucking... with the drums and shit.
I have a real simple solution for the national anthem. This is real simple.
Sing it how it makes you feel as American, just not like Fergie.
All you have to do, look, I've known people actually in courses in various, you know, kind of the versions of the military, right? You know, different branches. Just hire the military chorus to sing the song. Because
and then we get those Soviet fucking choirs, dude, and it'll just be all this chanting shit.
What I mean is that... What I mean with the technical skill of the Marine Corps band or the Armed Force or the Air Force band or the Navy band or the, you know, Coast Guard, et cetera, Army, you know, vocal chorus band, you're going to get a good result each and every time because they're technically good. You don't need to hire a pop star who really probably doesn't even know the song, who probably never even tried to sing the song.
I like Flea playing the fucking national anthem on the bass.
That's one thing.
That was a good one.
A rare exception.
I think if you're good, you just make it work. I think she maybe just had a bad night, but Fergie was not like, my lady.
What the hell were they thinking?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's not like the best representation of the way to sing the fucking national anthem. Unless she's talking about rockets, woo, red glare, you know, I don't know, whatever.
I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I listened to it a million times, and I think she probably could have sang it right, but she was out of her octave, out of her range. She has a voice, she can sing. But, yeah, when you try to go... Right, it was like, when do we need to have a drum beat to sing the national anthem?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point.
I mean, do we need to have the slow jams? Are we gonna have like Snoop Dogg? Yeah, yeah. Can you see? Yeah, yeah. Don Sterling.
That would go viral though in a good way though. People love Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, but she's a manizzle. America is. I mean, is that where we're gonna go down to? Because,
but you know, there's terror. A lot of terrible people fucking sing that shit. Like not in the fucking key. It's a hard song. You know.
So what? Then learn to sing it. There's a lot of hard songs that you know are hard to sing. You know, I mean, songs in general are hard to sing.
Right.
So, I mean, if anything worth doing is doing right. I mean, getting up every in the morning and you know.
I just wonder, like, when people like sound check that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you have to fucking go through it one time.
Nobody was telling her no. Like, it's
she was like, "Oh, it sounds great. Sounds great. Fucking people.
Any
fucking
job. I mean, any job doing is worth doing right. Getting up in the morning and hucking cement all day and you know laying brick sucks. But if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it right. And if you're gonna take a job, make sure you do it right. No
Which
excuses.
Me,
no excuses.
Pause for the national anthem.
Oh. This is broken. Can you see? Oh, and that's how he sings. Yeah. Well, you know, if that, well, Eddie, that is, who are we talking? Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'll see it all, honking all. He's got me all.
Where can my baby be? I don't know him away from me.
Sure, dude. We're just bullshitting here, talking about Puff Cheetos, a proud sponsor of this podcast, folks. Not really. Don't eat that shit. Instead, drink Angry Angel Energy. For 50 calories, 120 milligrams of caffeine, and CoQ10, B vitamins, I can't think of a better way to drink Hennessy. Not sponsored by Hennessy. All right.
That'd
what were
awesome.
You saying to me?
Now, changing the subject, I was thinking about this with all these ridiculous, the latest scumbag school shootings. Check this out. So I'm sitting there.
Here
speaking
we go.
Speaking of Cheetos, I was actually eating Cheetos, drinking beer, watching the Weather Channel.
It's a good combo.
And they had
Weather Channel.
Yeah, I was, and they had one of those commercials that come on from one of those, like, you know, you can go to school online. You can go to college online commercials,
yeah.
Right? And it was from an accredited school. I forget which one it was. And it was like advanced degrees. It is like, you know, criminal psychology. You know, I know people that actually that become lawyers online. And it kind of dawned on me. Check this out.
Lawyers online?
you actually can. You can go to college
but
online.
But that's probably what a lawyer I'd afford. But,
people actually
know.
can get their doctorates. People can get their doctorates online if they really want to. Why can't we do the same goddamn thing with high schools?
You can go to high school online.
Why don't we just do it?
Just do it from an iPad in the middle of the field, dude.
That stops school shootings.
Great.
That stops bullying. You can choose what school the parents want their kids to go to. They can just sit there in their pajamas and go to school online and learn three times.
I don't
times
know, man. Like all this school shootings bringing back my case of child labor. I'm saying when you're 14, start going to work forever. There's no reason to fucking.
I'm kind of with you on that. But if we're gonna send kids to school, it's like all right. So if you can get an advanced degree and then go into a field, professional field, and make six figures, why can't you learn three times?
Start driving. You get it. Well, so then the robots. Start driving.
Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying, though? Why can't you just go to high school online if you can go to college online? That's me sitting there in my boxers and a wife beater, eating Cheetos, drinking a Miller Lite, going, this is the solution to all the school violence and
online
bullying,
school.
All those problems. Just sit there in front of, and you can choose any school in the country. You don't have to worry about overcrowding. You don't have to worry about uniforms. You don't have to worry about buses and districts. You pick whatever one you want to go to, and you pick the courses, and you do the work, and you get your high school diploma online without any fear of getting shot, getting bullied, any peer pressure. You're right there just learning the facts, not having to be distracted by a damn thing.
Yeah.
Solution.
If you're
solution. That's stupid me saying that, too.
We could just like
or check this out. Podcast.
Biodome. Remember that movie?
Oh,
like you just get a big old
Shore.
School
oh,
dome,
Jesus.
Right?
Oh,
you just get that thing right there, and then you could like even like hollow the dome and make it like a projection of the night sky to teach classes.
That was a horrible movie, by the way.
We're just making shit up over here. Sorry, folks. We'll be done soon. It's not a super long podcast. It's just a pre-jam podcast.
And we talk about just about anything. I'm Timmy Ryan, by the way, and that, of course, is Diggity Dave.
Diggity Dave. Timmy, I'll introduce you before fucking on the post, but yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that
matter.
Worked out.
Sometimes. Right. I sometimes forget. It's hard to do these things hungover, but like then I think like that I'm given a more accurate representation.
All right, so can I ask you a question? Do you have to do you have to put the E on the Apple app, right?
Before right.
When you post it. Because I can't figure out what my goddamn code on my Apple TV is to remove the, I can watch the E, so I can't even listen to this half the time. I have to, like MacGyver it. So how about you just don't put the E on it?
What are you talking about, me?
Yeah, because you put the eat. I mean, does somebody
on
else
what?
Do it? It says explicit.
Oh, no, I didn't put that on there, I don't think.
Well, okay, so if you mark it as explicit, I can't, until I get a new Apple TV, which I have
Wait,
three
you
of
can't
them,
see my podcast on your TV?
I cannot get it on my TV, which pisses me off, because
Fuck.
It's a beautiful new 40.
How do I fucking stop this shit from happening all
it's
the goddamn
a beautiful
time.
New 42-incher, and I was
Motherfucker,
like...
Motherfucker, I don't know what to do to get that fucking thing off there, man.
I'm tired of explicit, by the way. I'm tired of that whole, like...
Yeah, I don't think that's a real... I don't think it's a valid argument. I think that was a weird infringement they had somehow in the 80s and fucking...
It's hilarious, too, because...
I mean, Frank Zappa was hella against the explicit.
Yeah, the
Why the
PMRC,
fuck can I not
yeah.
say what the fuck... Well, that goes... Yeah, it's...
But
gotta,
here's...
What?
It had a reverse effect, because here's the thing. The second that... especially anybody who wants to see it, it's like... Warning, this program contains nudity, graphic violence, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're like,
Kidding
yes, I'm in. I want to check
right.
it has graphic nudity.
You got to watch some stupid-ass hour-and-a-half-long movie when one ass crack pops up before
you,
Naked and Afraid.
If you really wanted to turn people away, warning, this movie contains nothing sexually graphic. It's going to be boring.
I mean, yeah.
View discretion is not advised.
Dude, let's get into fucking explicit, because I could talk about that for a minute. Like, yeah. Here's the thing. What... obscenity laws and explicit laws, I mean, I think they definitely do a good thing. You don't want things to get too out of hand, but like...
Why? And what do you mean by laws? Because we really don't have any... We really don't have that. As a matter of fact,
just you don't want somebody in some kind of weird situation where all they hear is concentrated negative emotion, you know, or something like in some kind of way. Like, you should be warned, like if... but, like, it's not, like, there's no parental oversight with explicit anymore. You know what I'm saying? There's no buying a CD. You don't go to the store and your parents are like, oh, I can't buy this. They just fucking hear what they hear. Find a song on the radio. It's got a couple bleeps out.
Let me explain something to you. And to you and anybody.
Why are we
right
hiding
now?
From language, dude?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And the whole thing is this. This is nothing new. People talking graphically, there are some certain situations where it is not appropriate. Like, you know, if you're at a certain social event or you're in a certain setting, yeah, dropping certain words, not appropriate. But, you know, I know people who are very...
I mean, it's a sign of your intelligence in those situations. If you're in a fucking social situation, like, and... But, I mean, I drop F-bombs nearly everywhere I go, and after...
You're full of them.
I was my grandma. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really hold back. It's better than saying, but, I mean...
Let's just say you're at a job interview. You're not going to be like, what's up, motherfucker?
Right.
I can't wait to work for your ass.
Right.
You're not pulling that shit.
Right.
You're not pulling that shit.
Right, but
you're
if you're in a situation where you want to pump somebody up by saying, what's up, motherfucker? How y'all? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
good afternoon, sir. It's good to meet you. I hope to work for your company.
Though,
I will
like
be loyal
sense.
And work hard, and I will show up on time. You'll be like, shit, I ain't showing up. I'm going to show up 3 hours too late. Fuck you, motherfucker.
But
they're not going to be saying that. but guess what? If you're hanging out with friends, like right, what we're all doing right now, fuck you, motherfucker. See? And that's appropriate because we're just kind of loose and everyone's hanging out. But you can also say that also in a violent context, like, Diggity Dave, fuck you. I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
So it's all
that's
about...
That's explicit.
Right. It's all about...
You can't say
it's
that
all about
to
tone.
Me.
It's all about tone.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, it's... I don't know why they got a mark, like explicit, like... Like, this podcast probably isn't for anybody under fucking 20. They probably wouldn't even fucking want to hear what I'm fucking saying, right?
Because they're stupid, that's why.
Or just, I mean, it's not like fucking what's going on. But what I'm saying is, why you got to mark it explicit just in case, like, some fucking kid
Diggity Dave, what is your age?
27.
Okay, I have nothing in common with anybody under 25. I mean, I'm 37. I have nothing in, it's weird, I have nothing in common with anybody under, like, the 25-year age.
I don't think anybody under 20 fucking...
I don't,
five has anything in common with anybody, really.
And by the way, I wouldn't consider you a millennial. I wouldn't consider you one of those millennials.
You just got to try to get views, dude. Like, it's not about fucking, it's not about people around you, right? It's about, like, eating a Tide Pod and getting everybody around you, right?
And this is what sucks with these, like, the millennial generation and the prior. If I'm an employer, which I kind of...
With, like,
the
I generation.
Am,
let's call them the I generation.
Right.
Internet generation.
I would not hire them. Yeah, you know, and
well, they're not hiring.
I'm a one-person company, but if I had a choice between somebody who's actually done shit and somebody who just had a degree, I'm not fucking hiring I'm not hiring somebody who hasn't done any, has no work experience, who lives with their parents. Fuck that.
Right.
I want somebody with a resume. I mean, if they worked at Baskin Robbins or Taco Bell, okay, they at least did something. But most of them don't even have that. I mean, by the time I was 21, I worked like I don't know how many jobs, man. I was.
Yeah, see, it's just I feel like a lot of the old school hustles are kind of gone to Amazon online kind of deal. Like, there's not like I mean, I went door to door for knocking on shit, but it just felt so outdated. I felt like I was doing such a fucking old school method of doing business.
You still did it though.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll do anything for fucking to see what it's about.
I know somebody who owns a multi-
I've never been fired. I just quit the shit and go on to something else.
I know somebody who owns a multi-million dollar company, right? And he refuses to hire anybody under the age of 33, no matter what.
I mean,
because he hired all these, like, you know, new grads. And okay, so don't get me wrong, getting up at 8 a.m. and then going to work at 9 sucks. All right, so he kind of tried to accommodate him and said, "How about 10? 10? How about we adjust the schedule?" And like, okay, we'll do that. And then 10 became 11, and before 11, it became noon. And then, yeah.
I'm just gonna put it out there for anybody that listens. I'm not the most structured guy, or I probably wouldn't be doing this podcast to begin with. This is kind of my form of structure. It's just like I think first of all, like, and it's not super music oriented at the moment.
Right.
I mean, there's definitely my music. My sponsor is my own fucking music I make. But and I have fucking tracks of everybody that plays on it. But as of right now, it's kind of like an idea of creating some kind of weird WKNC, like a student college radio, but basically like curated by myself right now. And my goal isn't to fucking record it. Yeah, it's like,
but
I carry a laptop around in a briefcase at this moment.
I definitely want
a studio to record drums and shit.
It's not structured, but it is structured.
Right.
It's one of those things. It's not one of those random like podcasts that, you know, you listen to where it's like, yeah.
Well, one of the things I said that
So yeah, the other day I was out at the car wash. I hear all those all the time. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
No, I try to say weird shit because like I normally talk weird shit and sometimes people get tripped out by what I talk about, so I figure it's a good way to put it out there. But
what you're saying is 100% right. I mean, freedom of speech has to be protected.
What I was saying to Robbie though is I forget where we're going, it's about me talking on the mics and everything like that.
No, I mean, this is a different kind of podcast. We're here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, at this point, yeah.
And, you know, we got a bunch of musicians around us. We're drinking some beers, and we're all kind of agreeing with each other and just kind of having open discussion, hoping that, you know, we're shedding some light on what's going on because we are youthful souls. I mean, you got 27-year-old Daddy Dave. I'm 37 years old, even though I get carded everywhere. Thank you.
Yeah,
and
you're looking young as fuck.
I lived life.
I'd put a good 29. 32 on you.
Thank you. I've lived life like you, like a son of a bitch. So is Diggity Dave, as weird as he can be. He's a hard worker, and he's
a good dude. So that's what I was going to say. Thank you. So, like, here's my thing. I told Robbie on the last podcast, is like, he said, like, what are you screaming at yourself, Diggity Dave, for? Because, like, we were talking about, it just fell into that. It was a funny question. And I was like, I don't know. First of all, I'm kind of cynical. I like to think about shit. I like to hear a lot of shit, and I get fucking, it's basically that I'm always working, right? I'm always thinking about music, comedy, podcast, I'm thinking commentary, and so like when I'm talking to people, I'm like working ideas out, and I'll say some shit that'll be seem like fucking, oh man, what is he saying? But it's really a joke to see the reaction, to think, you know what I'm saying? It's like I fucking constantly, my brain is constantly thinking towards writing the next best song, right? No matter what I do. And then sometimes I'll paint a picture, or I'll write like a little fucking comedy joke as like a fucking side note, because that comes to me at the moment. But it's I literally, from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, I'm thinking about fucking just making music in some form, or documenting the stuff behind the music and getting the podcast and hanging out with people. Because, like, if I'm going to write songs, the only way I can do it to write the best songs is to actually immerse myself into places where people play songs, go out to songs, listen to songs, people that make songs.
Well, once again,
rant over.
Once again, getting back to the whole writing songs and doing shit, is this, that if you want interesting songs, we got to get the sex and the drugs back into the rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
because this whole, everybody's got a beard and fake glasses and this hipster emo look. it's bullshit. It's not attractive. Nobody likes it. I want to hear, I want action tonight, satisfaction. All right. I want to hear that. I want to see some sleazy chick doing like a split on a 57 Ford. That's what I want to see.
I want like a bucket of mayonnaise to be dumped on the Spice Girls while they fucking slowly, you know.
And let me ask you a question. Why is it that only the girls in music today get to be sexy? Like, right? Like,
I was thinking about something like that. I was thinking about it, like, kind of reverse.
Holy
Lord. It's crazy that you say that because I was thinking, like, the opposite. I was like, there's not like a set of moves that a man. I was thinking about being a fucking male stripper. If you really want.
I don't need to know that.
But I was out of the fucking shower with the towel, and I was thinking about male strippers, right, in general. And I was like, but, like, what is sexy? Like, they don't got, like, articles of clothing they can remove. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, always, like, fucking, you just got your dick. Like, you could take your shirt off. You got some six-pack. Well, that's good.
This is the hypocrisy of the radio and music and entertainment world where chicks are allowed to
But they definitely put those dudes singing.
But no. Hold on. The girl music stars, all right, the women music stars out there, they're allowed to be twerking, as they call it, and scantily clad and sexing it the hell up. But us dudes, like we are trying to get laid because that's why the whole point we're in bands. And then we're the sexist, we're the rapist. So who is really the rapist? Us guys, we have to stand. Hold on here. I'll make this point, and everybody will agree with me on this. If you see these bands nowadays, they look like metrosexual. You get the beards, the fake glasses, that fake like emo hair.
And they record on a computer.
Yeah, record on a computer, but and they're very respectable, and it's like, but chicks are like, I'm in the club. I want you,
but
boy.
Some non-mainstream shit though goes hard on the men, like talking
I'm
just, about.
I'm
sex
saying
music.
That I'm saying that it's reversed, like it's reversed. So I, you know, if you want to talk about anybody,
my problem isn't there's a lack of sex music on the radio. It's just or like in like general, it's just I think it's like when they're. Telling me to fuck the way they do is like not what I'm trying to be doing. I'm not trying to be I don't know.
Well, that's the whole point. Is basically
I can't lose myself into that kind of
things. Have been completely reversed. Where guys are not allowed to be like.
I don't really like to put too much music on when I'm banging anyway. Maybe to get in the mood. It's kind of, but like I just don't like fucking. All right,
so
like
on the way over here tonight, you know what I was listening to?
A bar music. Or
I was listening to Kiss, Love Gun. I really love you, baby. I like what you got.
Nice.
You get together. We'll
keep that
get
falsetto
high.
Up, bro.
Well, that's Paul Stanley.
Folks, turn that
you
up.
You pull the trigger. I'm a love gun.
That's what Paul Stanley went to fucking. You know, he went to fucking. He was doing Broadway and shit. Like that real deal singing. That's a crazy, though. That's a different kind of singing, dude. Like,
well, what? Let me ask you a question, Diggity Dave.
Go for it.
What is that song about? When he's talking about a chick. And some kind of object called a love gun. What the fuck do you think he's talking about?
A dildo vibrator?
Maybe.
Early version?
He's talking about
I'm going cynical because I know that's
probably what
it is.
He's talking about getting laid.
Yeah, oh, his love gun. I don't know the lyrics.
Right, so us dudes, we can't write songs about wanting to get laid anymore because that's sexist.
No,
but
we
chicks,
can.
But chicks can talk about their lumps. The lumps. The lovely lady lumps. Mm-hmm. Check it out. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of hypocritical.
Yeah, but, like, here's my real issue, man. Like, I think, like, a dude could write a fuck song, but, like, for some reason, like, they like to write a lot of ballads and love songs.
I'm tired of love songs. I'm tired of fucking
love
songs.
You want to fucking just strip down and fucking bam, 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 get them all, bitch.
I will wait for you. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Well, my whole thing is, my biggest thing about music and why I'm a fan is I like authenticity. So you need somebody authentic if they're going to be pushing that kind of fucking... That game, like a James Brown, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
get up.
I have a theory on James Brown on this. This is why he recorded so much material.
I act like James Brown when I'm drunk on stage.
Here's what I want you to do. Just give me something to eat. 1, 2, 3.
Cocaine.
Good God, yeah.
Drill.
Ooh, good God, yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I want a better way. I want to see artists that are enthusiastic. that I would, I mean, I don't know, man. Everybody goes to their job every day, all day in the week, man. Like, but if your artists are like on tour every day and they're just burning them out because there's no money in their sales and they just got
there's no money in the sales because they're not selling
records. Not, who would buy anything, dude?
No one wants
Spotify
to buy. No one wants to buy
them, dude.
No one wants to buy stuff that it's just like, what's the point? Like,
that's why you could go to newtherapy.bandcamp.com and support this podcast directly.
I have this is my other theory on this. Why buy an album from one of these like kind of whammy pammy?
I'll tell you why.
Bands, because they can hear it, the same goddamn song on a commercial on TV or before they watch a video.
Timmy,
on YouTube.
Why did rich people have fucking libraries?
Because
of the wealth in books and knowledge and storing it and having your favorites.
Correct.
Same thing about music. We've lost our music libraries. I've lost every music library I've ever had because I was digital most of the time. I got a couple CDs and shit that I bought, but along the way, it's like it's just a way to fade it out, man. Look, and it's up to people to buy music at newtherapy.bandcamp.com and other retailers
this generation,
and to store them.
This generation, our generation, and the other generations.
Or buy albums?
Well, some of them, yes, some of them, no, but I'm just going to break this down, and I know this is going to sound, I don't care how this sounds.
I don't care either.
Music is about three things: sex, and getting drunk. Now you can add the rock and roll, you can add some drugs in there.
See, but I think of it this way: I have sex, and get drunk all the time, and I just write the songs that come from doing that. I don't have to write about doing
right,
that.
Right, but the one thing that from professional athletes to artists to, I mean, Shakespeare, whatever. Initiative to basically go out there and kind of the kick in the ass to go out there and get laid
it's really about confidence, bro. And like, you got to know what the fuck you're doing, and you got to know that you put in the work, man. And I might fucking not be skilled in some other things, but I fucking read a lot from like all different kinds of shit. And I fucking...
I know you're so literary, dude.
No, it's
day.
Not. Well, I mean, it is. I have to be. Same reason I have to always be working. It's like, I'm always reading shit. Like, if I pull up my phone right now, I'll tell you what I'm fucking reading.
How about you just don't pull up your phone, you pull up a book?
I do that, too. I do that, too. But I have... that's what I'm saying. I have, like, a little library collection of books, man, that I think are important. So I... same with records, but I'm out on the records, and I feel really bad about it.
Don't.
I don't have the money to fucking Timmy buy the fucking records that I once had or once did or I bought digitally. I would have to buy them again, so it's almost a ploy of a long game that you can see what they're doing. Because, like, there is a inherent value of having a physical stored version of music, CD, flash drive, something. I don't know. It's going
to
come back.
It's good to have backup.
It's going
to
come back. I mean, there's going to be some fucking awesome thing in the future. Dude, Timmy.
I don't think so.
Timmy, I will guarantee it because if I fucking, like, I'm going to preach it until it happens or I'm going to fucking get the money and make it happen.
I mean, the only way that's going to happen is if there's like an EMP attack and all the digital stuff is erased. That's
well, No. It's not even digital. It's a quasi-digital thing. It could be a fucking marble that's a digital marble. I don't know.
Digital marble. Oh,
dude,
Jesus. There we go.
I mean, I can think.
Actually, not a bad idea.
I know. It's a very good idea because here it is. Music needs to be collected, man. It needs to be traded and shared. You ever go to these fucking like thrift stores and see their fucking basket of albums?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. If you ever want to be a musician in life, just go to a thrift store and
Nobody
look at the fucking
that
records.
And that, that actually
those people had
motivation.
To get records, right?
Right.
Now you can just think about what's online, man. It's like if you're trying to be a musician and make a bunch of money, that ain't going to fucking cut it. If you're trying to be a musician and make good music, good luck doing anything. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a... it's almost like a weird thing that you would choose to do because, like, there's not really a good end in it and there's not really a way you could go about it, but, you know, you just got to do it.
There,
my opinion.
There's actually there's one out for you if you want to know.
What's that?
All right.
Sign that good check?
No, form a jam band and play a bunch of hippie festivals.
Yeah, I mean, get the festival circuit. If you can get in
form
on
a jam band and play hippie festivals. Like
I love that shit, though, man.
I didn't form the band. I joined as a bass player, but Jesus Christ.
Timmy, you're not
amazing.
Really a guitar player, right?
I can play guitar.
No, but I'm saying, like, are you a fan of guitar? Like, what would your top three guitar players be?
Of all time?
Oh, yeah, so I got it right here. And mine is fucking Jimi Hendrix, Jerry Garcia, and John Frusciante. And actually, I think John Frusciante is number one. Ooh. I think it's the reverse order.
It's a
fucked up the JJJ, but you know
that is tough.
And then my name's not even fucking. I play guitar. Like I got to change my name to fucking Johnny or something or a fucking.
Oh
Whatever, right. Jared
slash slash Buddy Holly and God, this is gonna be tough.
Slash is fucking baller.
You're gonna have to give me four. You're gonna have to give me four on this one. Eric Clapton and Dick Dale, my former boss.
Yeah. Good. Well, Dick's definitely number two. But anyway, I throw him on my top four too, for sure. But what I'm saying is, I just like people
Of course, you got Hendrix. I mean, you can't forget him.
I mean, well, here's the thing. He was the first one that just played. Well, I don't want to sound cliche, but like either you get it or you don't. Either Dave you Mustaine, fucking know the songs that I would say to you right now, or you don't.
Charlie Christian, the best jazz guitar player of all time, without a doubt.
Right, like John Frusciante, man. Brian Setzer, like played with the Peppers, made the Peppers what the Peppers was. Peppers never had fucking multi-international playing albums like till they had them, and every time he left, their albums have
Johnny,
sucked.
Johnny Ramone, God.
They've had two past bad albums.
You can't name the best.
But John Frusciante doesn't even want to be in it. So.
You cannot name the best guitar players of all time. It's impossible.
Jimmy Page. No. It's not the best of all time. It's that if I am fucking in a bad state of mind, that's who I go to fucking bring me out and fucking like a way that like all of the different ways that they fucking, you know what I'm saying, they play it shit. It's interesting. It gives me something to focus on.
What's his name? Buck, I forget his last name, from Blue Oyster Cult. Oh, I forget. I should know his last name. Yeah. Sorry,
issue is like there's a lot of people that you enjoy, but like it's hard. That's why I don't fucking
Jerry
understand.
Garcia. Jerry Garcia would be definitely.
I want to rant about fucking ice skating because the Olympics are going on.
Oh yeah, are they still
figure
going
skating?
On?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't care.
Does any straight guy give a fuck about the Olympics? I mean, let's just point that out.
I do like. I do.
Oh,
well,
he's going for the triple period.
Timmy, if I had extra income and I was betting online, you better be damn sure I'd fucking like the fucking Olympics. But I like some sports. I like watching shit. Like
what guys like to see when it comes to sports, especially like when it comes to like the bobsled and people skating. We like to see people fuck up. We like to see them crash and burn. It's like that when you see a good sled crash, it's like, oh shit, it's coming up.
Right. No.
I mean, I hope they're okay, but it's fun to watch it happen, you know.
No, my whole thing is I feel like I'm going to use figure skating as a fucked up metaphor.
Yeah.
But I think it's just like some fucking elitist bullshit where they fucking unless they fall, what are you fucking grading them on? Like, you got to watch that much figure skating that you know how to fucking skate? Do you know their routine before they do it? How do you know they didn't
do the worst
fucking 10 of their routine?
Let me ask you.
The best they ever did it, and they give them a fucking...
Diggity Dave, let me ask you a question. All right, look around.
It's all about the crowd favorite.
Look around, everybody we know, everybody in this room, everybody outside, all right? If any one of us can get on a pair of skates and not fall on our ass within 5 seconds, we would have been
no,
like,
no, it's good.
Perfect.
I mean, I'm not saying
these
not
sons
hard,
of bitches
I'm
are
saying,
like jumping up in the air
imagine
and
your
doing like triple
life,
spins
your
and
whole
like.
Whole life depends on fucking getting the judges to like
oh,
you.
Oh, no, she lifted her finger too
like,
high on that pirouette.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Her top slipped down. And the titty out means point deduction.
If we can't
have titties on this ice, it might increase viewership for the future events.
If any of us could actually get on the ice and actually not fall on our ass within 5
Who's playing
seconds,
Flight of the Bumblebee?
That's where we never know what's going to happen here.
That was Flight of the
Bumblebee. That is pretty cool, actually.
Anyway, I'm not against figure skating. I would like to watch it just like a concert or something. Like, and now the team, you know, they just got there and skate. I guess you got to fucking make it competitive, but like, is it the number of tricks? I just don't know. I just don't know enough about the rating system, so I just like I'm skeptical.
I was reading online that it was a complete disaster. They lost so much fucking
money. Imagine like in the future, the Olympics is like a worldwide text bank, and
you
can just text in your favorite.
Look, if we're gonna have the Olympics, let's make it like the true Olympics. Let's have fights to the death. Let's have a Roman Colosseum and just two people in a Colosseum and just let them duke it out, and then whoever wins, well, you go on to the next round.
Okay, so I made a joke, I think maybe a couple podcasts ago. Maybe I didn't make it on the podcast, maybe in my real life. But yeah. I said, I think with enough money, I could bring a gladiator fucking fight to mainstream. Like, just animals at first. Not people versus people. Just start with the fucking
Not animals, because they didn't ask for that.
No, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it here not, now. That's the one good thing about the fucking left or leaning people is that we probably would have a hard time getting people versus people, because animals versus people would be a fucking Twitter uproar.
Not animals, but people versus people. Why not?
It starts with animals versus people.
Hey, I'm a vegetarian fucker, so.
I'm just kidding. I'm saying, what about the UFC is pretty.
The UFC's gotten almost to the point where
it's almost scripted. We're like, oh man, it really isn't cool to beat the fuck out of people, because they probably have, like, if the NFL's gotten things where they get helmets. I mean, I shouldn't attack the UFC, because I'm a big supporter, and I think they should do whatever they do to maintain the health of fighters. And I think if that means people fight without,
you just want to
see them go.
Well, if they're signing up for it, no one forced.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know? Yeah. If they're willing to fucking, but like, man, like, they should at least know a little. I don't know. Okay, I would fight. Sure. What are you paid? $80,000 to fight? Yeah, sure. How many fights? 4 a year. Sure. What happens if I win 4?
Right.
Then you go to the 5th one. What happens if you win 5th? Then you get $100,000 a year for the title fight or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure.
Nobody.
I mean, it sounds good, but like at the same time, if like you're not like, I don't know. Look. I mean, I've heard fucking Joe Rogan, who's like a UFC fucking been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
Say that he was pro fucking no fucking knuckles or fucking no gloves, just fucking straight fist.
Right.
Because you would punch less hard than if your hands taped up and you got a club made out of a fist.
That's how it should be.
Right. And then you should just beat him to the death, and then we'll fucking sponsor for that. Nah, I don't know.
It's gone corporate is what happened. I mean, nobody wants to see anybody die, because it would probably ruin the corporate
sport. What do you think about? You ever watch professional wrestling?
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, yeah. Vince, yeah.
They used to have like when I grew up, it was like mostly WWF, became WWE, but they used to have like different fucking like.
Actually, I almost worked for Rowdy Piper.
Like NFC and kind of like UFC or they had like different. What's the fucking word I'm looking for? Like, not teams, but like they had different teams that would fight each other. Like Andre the Giant.
Are you talking like tag team?
No, I'm saying like different owners. Like they would have different companies that own WWF.
Yeah, there was
World,
Ted Turner.
Like,
and
Billy Corgan owns the fucking professional wrestling. The fucking singer of the fucking Smashing Pumpkins.
He's also a huge Cub, Chicago Cubs fan, and I'm a huge, huge Chicago Cubs fan.
I got done playing a set, and this dude fucking and his wife said, "You look like a young Terry Funk." Man, I said, "Who the fuck's Terry Funk?" He said, "That professional wrestler." It was some like off-brand professional
Billy Corgan's
wrestling.
An interesting individual. Like tonight,
it's me. Look at this. Oh, so I was singing this song. I have a song. If you go to newtherapy.bandcamp.com/albums and go to the album. Ooh, fuck! It's I guess it would be D.O. D.O. would be the album. No. I'm sorry. Kairos, Electric Blues. I got a song in there when I was like singing the fucking chorus where I was like, oh my God, I'm hitting Billy Corgan shit because I just.
All you have to do is impersonate Cartman.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, look, Timmy, so I'm going to get you the Billy Corgan. So start with the Cartman, go. But then add it in your chest.
Right.
Today's a crazy day. I hate you guys. God damn it, Kyle. You guys are assholes. I hate him the most.
What is the revolution with the comedic cartoons and live action? Because there's always been, like, political cartoons, right? There's always been, like, where they would exaggerate features of things to prove points, but then you've got these fucking television shows that just... And they've nailed fucking a lot of awesome shit, like South Park and fucking The Simpsons and fucking... It's really weird because, like... When you look at people, like, you might have prejudgments based on interaction, like, of characters on a TV show, right? You might be like, I'm not going to watch this show. It doesn't look like people I like to, you know? But then you got these cartoons that are drawn in skewed caricatures of real people that maybe have traits that everybody can relate to. It's like a weird, mental flip or something? Is that?
Oh, what that is, it's real simple. It's because... You get away with a lot more with cartoons. You really do, because it's a drawing. It's not a skit. It's not. I don't know. It's not a presentation of comedy because actors. The problem is that basically you have these actors nowadays that are afraid to actually portray people as they really are, and that didn't used to be the case. Now with these cartoon creators, you got South Park especially, and a few others that aren't as afraid because they're not beholden to the old rules of we don't want to offend this person, we don't want to offend that person. Like Saturday Night Live, for example, is a great example. They used to be.
Oh, man, have you ever seen the skit where they said, it's Pat, dude? That was the ultimate fucking...
They used to be so irreverent. It was awesome. Nowadays, they are afraid of their own goddamn shadow to say anything about anybody.
It's Pat was about a fucking... a person that was not... Yeah,
right.
You couldn't tell if it was a chick or a dude. And her name was Pat. His name was Pat.
The thing that the Saturday Night Live actually did...
They would be crucified if they did that shit.
Saturday Night Live threw...
But they might have people laugh.
Through the W area. Excuse me. They were brilliant on their impersonations of it. And then all of a sudden, Obama comes into office, and they step way the hell back. They made fun of Reagan... as they should. They made fun of the first George W. Bush or H.W. Bush. They made the hell fun of Bill Clinton. Oh boy, did they.
But Timmy, what the fuck is Saturday Night Live's fucking audience though? Because I feel like I would love watching a marathon when they would play it, and I like buying the DVDs when they would sell them.
I can tell you what
but
happened.
You know
I
what
can,
I'm saying?
I
like,
can,
who
I
the
can,
fuck is watching that shit?
I
really,
can tell
nobody
you.
Watches this shit, and they just make these clips for the internet.
I can see every now and then. I can tell you what happened. It's called cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. NBC got bought by GE, General Electric, and General Electric was huge contributor to a lot of certain people of a certain political party, Democrats, and Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Bill Clinton, the CGI, what they call the Clinton Global Initiative. And they didn't want any kind of, bad things said about Obama because they knew that Hillary was going to run directly afterwards. And they didn't want to disparage him because they didn't want to make her look bad by making him look bad. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. And they didn't want funny jokes.
Correct. And so
they wanted to hide from the jokes rather than figure out a way to fucking deal with the punches and
roll
on.
And that didn't happen until GE bought NBC. So once GE bought NBC.
But I'm saying that move right there is if you're going to fucking back away from the fucking challenge, then you're not going to get the fucking vote of people that will go to the challenge.
Once GE bought NBC, I forgot when the actual acquisition happened. All of a sudden, Saturday Night Live backed way the hell off of anybody who was a Democrat. Okay, and they used to Saturday Night Live used to just nonstop attack Bill Clinton. It was funny as hell. It was funny because that's their job. But then GE buys NBC. NBC, of course, produces Saturday Night Live, and then from there on, the whole W years. The point of the matter of this little rant is this. If you're going to be somebody, a comedy team, comedy organization, or who's going to be satirical of, politics or pop culture, you have to keep it up. You can't just stop because you get bought by a company that's behooving to.
Right. There's more than one thing that's funny, dude. Get that fucking comedy out.
Right, exactly. And, now they're on to Trump, and now they're kind of on to Hillary a little bit because they're not as afraid of her anymore. But they had full expectations she was going to be president. Well, of course, she didn't turn out to be president, and now it's on to Trump, which is fine. But you can't have one party that you make fun of and not have the other. And if you do that, then you've totally completely sold out.
Yo, what kind of snake is that, homie?
Well, there's a snake in here?
They found a snake in the basement. Sorry, folks, we're live at the jam.
There's a snake? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Colleen. We are. You're going to go change. What?
The dress looks good.
Yeah, the dress looks really good. It looks like a Cosby sweater, but it looks all right. Cosby sweater. What were you, go-go-go dancing? What were you doing?
That's definitely not Cosby sweater for the listener. It's more like...
That looks like a
and it's got some.
It doesn't look bad.
Stuff.
It looks good.
Know.
I mean, it looks all right. I feel uncomfortable wearing it. As you put on a trench coat. All right.
Tim, what the fuck were you?
I think we should take a break and get a beer.
I gotta take a piss, but we got anything? Okay. Dun 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 dun. Angry Angel Energy. 50 calories, 50 calories. B vitamins and taurine. No, I'm just kidding. They don't got taurine, but they do got CoQ10, which stimulates ATP in the body And I drink it so that I can rant and stay up for 3 days. Elevate life. All right. Can you hear me in your ears? Grab your mic. It fucking fell right down by there. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Check, check. 1, 2, 3. Is this Alien Radio?
Alien Radio Podcast. NewTherapy.Bandcamp.com. Angry Angel Energy.
What's going on, man? I'm Will.
Got Will on the podcast, dude. Will, you and Crispy were working on that song, man.
Yep.
That shit was fire as fuck. That was the Patterson podcast spinoff. He's got a we make a song in 20 minutes fucking situation going on.
He's got a good formula.
It fucking, what is that song called? It's something like Dreamer Out of
New. It's the one in the way.
Yo, do you play some instruments?
Huh?
You play any instruments?
I do.
What you play?
I play drums and flute. I'm learning guitar
fucking
right now.
Fucking savage on the flute. Fucking last jam.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing flute?
I learned when I was 16, but then when I was 17, I fucking got strung out on drugs and sold it and had it went up till last
How much
Christmas.
Was the flute worth?
$2,000.
Yeah, that's about right. Anything but that's a non-traditional instrument, like you can get a guitar for $250, right? You want an oboe? You know what you're paying for a fucking oboe? You're paying like $17,000 for an entry-level oboe.
Are you fucking serious?
Serious. You can Google it right now. You might be able on Amazon to find one for $15,000 because they just so happen to have the box that fits an oboe. For fucking, but it's like you can't fucking you can't be like wake up, fucking hungover. I gotta go buy an oboe today.
Yeah, no.
Good fucking luck.
It sounds like you gotta really like
fucking luck.
You gotta be about it if you're gonna put that kind of money down.
A flute, $2,000. I bought a violin for $600. I bought a violin for $600. I could have bought it for cash that day for $458, but I fucking chose the fucking other route.
You don't have to spend $2,000 to get a good flute. I mean, you can.
I think so, dude. Think so. You know how much a fucking saxophone is?
Whatever someone's willing to pay for it, man.
Like fucking $1,300. All right.
Yeah, $1,300.
No, it's like. You always wonder, like, I used to get stoned and be like, how does somebody invent a fucking brass instrument? It's like, because they're like, how do I sell an instrument that's worth, like, $17,000? I just got to find something so intricate that fucking it sounds cool and I can cash in.
There's something to be said about
it. I can make fucking 10 guitars, sell them for $500, get $5,000. Or I'm going to fucking carve one oboe from this fucking singular tree in the middle of the fucking Amazon.
What the fuck is an oboe?
I don't know. It's like a cello of woodwinds or
really?
wind or, yeah,
so
clarinets.
Like,
I don't know.
What's a song that like uses an oboe?
Exactly. Like? That's what I asked. I know this information because I fucking was talking to a guy that played oboe for all these years.
Damn.
And he didn't give me a clear example. There's not clear examples online. You got to watch orchestras. Good luck isolating that shit. You just
can I ask you a question? Is there any more of an unmanlier instrument except a saxophone? All right, which
unmanlier than a saxophone?
No. A saxophone's a manly instrument, but other than that, I mean, if you have to blow into something, right? Not exactly a manly
harmonica.
Okay.
Piccolo. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, pretty much sax, and I'm talking about like. Tenor sax, baritone sax, that's fine. And playing the old
trumpets?
Yeah, not unless you're Louis Armstrong.
I don't know. I mean, I think if you play trombone, prepare to never fucking be the feature anywhere of anything ever, right?
You're
taking on a fucking sole pursuit of no fucking lay, no drugs, no fucking. You just play a trombone.
You are the keyboard player in an 80s.
I don't know. I think trombone's pretty dope, man. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of shit you can do with a trombone, man.
Oh, I mean, it's definitely underrated, bro. It's like a bass player in the band. Unless the bass player is Gene Simmons.
I just saw a band the other night at the Poorhouse. They had two. They didn't have a single guitarist. They had two bassists, a drummer, a singer, and
really?
A keyboardist. And they fucking
what were they called?
It.
Plug
them. They were called Henbrain.
Henbrain?
Henbrain.
Hen.
H-E-N-B-R-A-I-N. Henbrain.
That's henbrain.com.
And they fucking killed it, man. I'm telling you, man. They had this chick up on bass.
Where are they from?
On bass. I don't really remember, man. I mean,
right on.
I think they're from fucking space, man. They
they literally just dropped them off. Poorhouse has been known to do that.
Yeah, I mean, they got this new guy working there, and he
as the fucking
booking,
sound guy.
Nah, he's been booking bands there, man.
Oh yeah, who's that?
I'm trying to remember his name, man. I think it might be.
They used to have somebody I knew fucking that
like
worked
Thomas
that.
Thomas or something. I don't remember his name, man, but.
I mean, I don't give a shit, but I'm just saying they used to have some other gentleman that got fucking kicked out pretty hard.
Yeah.
But
I
love the Poorhouse, man. The Poorhouse management. Yeah.
He kind of got shat on.
Yeah, kind of hardcore for no.
I kind of got shat on for doing push-ups at the Poorhouse the other day. I mean,
really?
You
were
doing. I
got shat on the Poorhouse for smoking cigarettes and weed in the green room.
Yeah, I was doing pull-ups, man.
But they were cool with that. Like I love the Poorhouse. It's a very good spot.
Yeah, I love it too.
I was at the Poorhouse and fucking whatever they had. Like it was like last concert I've been to was Garth Brooks, dude. And there was fucking concert where there was just shaking women cheering. It was loud as fuck. Second loudest concert was at the Poorhouse, and I was playing pool. And whatever fucking Jack the sound man was fucking doing, dude,
oh, yeah,
he had the fucking fucking floor rumbling. I couldn't shoot a pool shot without the balls fucking rolling funny and fucking moving.
It is a pool. It is
dude,
a music hall, not a pool.
Yeah, it's. I know. But it was, they were bumping.
Yeah.
I love them. I love the staff they got there.
No, I do too. Yeah,
the local bands, local beers.
I find myself seeing more live shows at the Poorhouse than anywhere else.
Right? It's one of the fucking main fucking stages.
That's somewhere that I hope eventually once I get
Stags had put in a studio or fucking stage. Like they used to have like fucking little jams and open mics and gigs and shit, and then they started to go industrial about it, but they get like fucking season 15 of the fucking Voice winners out there.
I mean, it's
yeah, you're like, oh, wait, you were famous? I'm sorry, dude. No, I was on TV.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, hell yeah, dude. What you up to, Will? What you up to these days? What's your musical pursuits?
Well, just jamming with my buddy Tyler Raper. He plays drums and bass.
Fuck yeah.
I play drums and bass, so we do a lot of, like, switching off and stuff, and just a lot of, like, just a lot of communication, you know what I mean? Just trying to
collaboration,
kinda, you know,
dude, is key,
play,
man.
But also communicate the things and ideas, and because we're both, you know, I'm not some musician that's been playing for over 10 years, you know. I'm you know, compared to most of the people I'm surrounded by, I'm, you know, relatively new into the whole music thing, so. You know, I think
everybody's continuously new into the music thing until they're fucking like somehow better than the music thing.
Yeah. I just, you know, a lot of people I know like started playing instruments when they were kids and shit. And for me, it wasn't.
Yo,
I was
put
like,
the mic a little bit closer. Is it loud in your headphones?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Let me
turn.
See if it.
Hello.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's fine. I can hear just fine.
So just, keep that mic a little close because it was a little low. Oh, we got you, though. We're good.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I just...
What kind of music y'all make? Or, like, how do you, I guess, so it would be, like what kind of, like, you just trade off drums, bass, and just kind of make...
Yeah, I mean, really, right now, me and Tyler are, like, the core of it. I mean, it's mainly just us two, you know, jamming. And just trying to find, you know, some other guys that'll be down to, you know, jam with us. But I'm, you know, just we're drum and bass. So,
fuck yeah,
know,
dude.
I'm trying to create. We're just trying to create some material that we can kind of get other people to, you know, to show them and be like, hey, like, you know, this is some material we got. Do you like it or not? You know, it's kind of hard to get certain seasoned musicians to want to jam with you if you don't have anything.
Right.
You know? So
especially,
that's kinda where I'm at right now is just trying to get the kind of material out so I have something to offer and something to build on and you know, hopefully inspire them to want it. All right, I can hear a lot better now.
There we go. Yeah.
But yeah, I just, you know, I'm just trying to.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I know. It's just how it is. I had a damn look. I bought a $60 mixer. I had the band KOT on the podcast. I'm supposed to pay him another 30, but I ain't even had the damn fucking cords to power it up. So, you know, we just fucking do what we can. Just roll around podcasting, collecting a little bit of fucking the hustle that's going on in the Raleigh music scene. But are you from, are you just getting in town from Raleigh, or have you been here a while?
I was born and raised right off Lake Wheeler Road.
Fuck yeah, yeah, dude. That's cool.
So I'm a local, I'm a native, whatever you want to call it. I'm a human.
So you qualify for local band, local beer?
I do, but I can't qualify to, like, you know, create some material. So, you know, I just, every day I try to, you know, at least practice
an hour.
I saw
what you would fucking, that's what, so that brings us back to what we were saying beginning. When I saw you and Crispy just writing, dude, y'all are just writing outside, dude. And fucking crushing a hell of a song. That's right. What I've been fucking talking to Crispy about is fucking just recording and writing a lot of shit. So if you want to fucking collab, dude, that's all I do is write songs. That's why I have this podcast.
Oh, so,
simply
so you write
because
songs
I fucking just write and collab and do all that fucking shit. And yeah, you can find it at newtherapy.bandcamp.com, folks. That's newtherapy.bandcamp.com.
So how long you been playing, man?
I've been playing guitar for like 14 years. I've been playing piano for like 8 years, drums for like 12 years, and fucking recording for about like 8 years.
Well, dude, I mean, I don't know how busy
and
you are, man, but I mean,
like
you're always,
years,
you know,
like
welcome out to, if you ever just want to come over, drink some beers and jam or
fuck
something.
Yeah,
I
dude,
mean,
that's what we're at this party, man.
I got a 12. I got a 12x30 storage unit right off Western Boulevard.
Oh shit,
right
for
next
real!
To, right next to Old Time Barbecue,
dude. That's what I used to fucking jam at.
Yeah,
dude. I used to jam hell, dude. I had this fucking studio, or not a studio, but I have a studio in a basement and then a warehouse. Anyway, I had the fucking drum set in the storage unit, dude. I just go fucking play.
Yep.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm all about that shit.
Like I said, man, I try to at least play there an hour every day. I mean, between, you know, running my business and everything, and
right,
you know, when I got free time, you know, I'd try my best to get there and lay it in on the drums.
That's cool. Have you ever recorded?
I've never recorded any music before.
But
ever.
Like, so like, if I was to show up with the same system right here and I could put some microphones up, could you play a fucking song like? Could you, like, do you have, like, a like something that you've been playing? Like, or
like I
fucking,
said, I mean, I
or do you just
I,
like to fucking write it on the fly? And like, because, like, whatever, like.
Right, dude, now, I'm just improv, free
jamming,
trying to.
I told Crispy, basically what I'm saying is I want to record that fucking song y'all wrote.
Yeah.
And I fucking want to record that song y'all wrote because I think it would be kind of fucking sweet.
Yeah, no, it definitely would be sweet, man. I mean,
dream of elder space or whatever the fuck you said.
Yeah, but I mean that's definitely.
I've been fucking,
you know,
doing it for
a
fucking while, man. It's like I don't have the fucking most high tech equipment, but I fucking know how to capture the sound.
No, I mean, this is a really interesting setup you got. I mean, like,
this is my podcast. It's my portable podcast studio.
Your portable podcast.
It's fucking. No, it's like I feel like a fucking like businessman carrying around a fucking briefcase.
Nah, it's
that
legit, dude.
Shows
it's
up
inspiring.
With two microphones, fucking recording.
Yeah, just two turntables and a microphone. That's
exactly.
I mean. No,
it's two microphones and no turntable. But
no, I'm just joking. But yeah, man. I mean, you know, I'm just like I said. I mean, you know, people ask me what you ask me a lot. They're like, you know, if I bring some stuff over to record, you know, do you have any material? Any, you know, can you whip out a song? And my answer is no.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I want that answer to be yes.
Right. So what do you like playing the most? Drums or bass? Or
drums.
Yeah.
100%. All right. That's my favorite instrument.
So like, here's the thing. Like, all you gotta do is like play like this, like a pattern. Like,
yeah.
We get like chord progression. We get it out for you.
I don't have any skilled guitarist to jam with. That's the whole thing. It's not like,
well,
I've had like
the
all these. It's
party.
Not like I have guitarists coming in and out, and they're just like, oh my god, I can't jam with this guy. It's just like I have yet to have any guitarists come over and jam. Like I said, it's just me and my friend Tyler, and we switch off between drums and bass. But at the end of the day, you know, yeah, that's it. It's just us
we can definitely jam downstairs in the fucking basement, but I jam all the time. That's the whole reason I started this podcast is I want to get like what really, like the like music is like, not like fucking millions of dollars like and people fucking partying and doing Super Bowl fucking shits with, you know, all that shit. I just want to get like people.
I just like music because it's the only way I can cope with my life. I mean, if it's the only way I can really stay sane and probably and not get back to fucking shooting goddamn shit into my veins.
That's exactly. Or any other damn thing.
Yeah, and it's just it's something to do. It's something to get excited about. It's something to get better at. It's a mirror. It's something that I can do that I can see myself in and better myself through.
It's something that you could do and do and do and it never ends. You know what I mean?
I mean, no matter how much better you get, you can always get so much better. And you know, but I'm just, I really...
always be looking for the best song.
yeah. And, you know, and what I have learned in the short time I'm playing is that, you know, one of the keys I'm figuring out to playing music is not overthinking it, but just pushing shit out, not being afraid to suck, and just being open with people about wanting to jam because, you know, I've had a couple people that I've really wanted to jam with, and it just, you know, if it's like pulling teeth to jam with them, then fuck that. You know, at the end of the day, like, I just want to jam with people that, you know, it's like, hey, you know, if you want to come through and jam, I'm here. And if they show up, they do. If they do, they do. They do, they don't. Ah, whatever, you know, and, you know, right now, the only person that I'm really consistently jamming with is my boy Tyler. And, you know, we both have a pretty good
meanwhile,
passion.
Folks, this is all being said. We got a mega jam party going on, so we're going to be jamming pretty soon. But, yeah, it's all about. It's just about seeing what the hell can fucking happen. But, like, my whole thing is, like, when it comes to recording, right, it shows you what you're doing. So, like, I recommend anybody that wants to play any instrument to buy the cheapest recording software where they can play their instrument into it, to hear it back, and to figure out phrases, and to figure out other ways. And most of even the cheapest recording things, you can layer different things. So you can start learning about the way music is built, you know, because I always knew what I liked in music, but when I learned how to make music or how it was built, you know, it really changed the way I go for it. It's like, Your goal is not necessarily to play the fucking most amazing thing all the time. It's the way to build the song together, and that's what
me and Tyler were just talking about yesterday when we were jamming. Is that exact thing? It's being able to. It's not just two guys getting up and just jerking their instruments off on stage. It's I'm starting out with something subtle, and you're coming in with something subtle, and it's complimenting.
Right, weaving, and
as we get comfortable and connected, we can make start that throwing in little more things, and then once we get really comfortable.
But really, what it is I think the most important thing is just to jam for hours and hours.
And that's
hours
what I've been doing, but now
because
I'm,
then
I'm,
you take those ideas and
yeah.
you kind of
yeah,
get
and that's
the way
and
that,
that's what I'm
and
doing.
That's how
it's
songs
just the and the thing is there was a guy that I was jamming with. I was living with him. We were jamming all the time, doing exactly what you're talking
right.
about. And then we did exactly that. One day, it was like the beginning of it all. We were like, oh, shit, this jam we had, we like this. And we started piecing together certain things. And within an hour, we had a really good rough draft on a song.
Right.
And then a week later, you know,
that's what I'm saying. So, like, once you do that, just throw out an iPhone, right? Even the iPhone will get you a little fucking.
That's beside the point right now. I ended up going to jail,
right.
and now I never fucking see that person, and that's all just shit. And
wait,
so I'm just restarting from the fucking
shit.
Beginning, jamming with a completely different person, and I'm just, you know, I'm not going to sit around waiting on people to show up that aren't going to fucking show up and flake on
that's
me.
That's
the hardest
what I'm saying?
Thing. Yeah, some people just don't, you know, I don't know. I take my life seriously, and I, you know, I have a good sense of humor. But you know, I want to make music. I want to make good music, and the only way to do that is to spend a lot of fucking time doing it, and to
you
be around people.
Always be doing it, yeah.
That are better at it than you, and take their knowledge and run with it, and so that's what I'm, you know.
Better at it is like a relative term, though. You know what I mean? Like, cause.
I mean, it's perfection. It's better in yourself.
The worst thing is,
you
it's
get better
all
every day.
Man,
you
never know. I mean, you could go for like the lowest like audience, like the lowest common denominator. You could aim for whatever. I think the most rewarding thing in music is just to do what you do, but also learn what you can do. You know, learn
yeah,
what
I mean,
you can do.
I don't really have any expectations. I enjoy
if you
jamming.
Play music,
I'm not.
It makes
I'm not
you feel jacked. Keep going.
I'm not playing music to fucking, you know, get a bunch of pussy or get fucking rich. I'm just playing it, like I said, to fucking stay sane. So
I mean, you can though. You can
again.
Though, but you
yeah,
can,
you can.
You
can but
it's a different kind of song.
In my eyes, if you're gonna even have chances like that, that can't be the reason you're going into it, because it's your intent is going to reflect in the music, and if your intent is money and drugs and whatever the fuck, that shit's going to reflect in it. But you know, I've done my fair share of drugs and shit, and I've realized that the shit I do affects the generation to come, and I'm trying to leave something that, you know, people can listen to when they're fucking having their shittiest day,
and
not fucking lose their shit.
Exactly. You know? That's the right, and not lose their shit. Dude, that's the most important fucking thing. And that's exactly why music exists. I think in some form or another.
That's why it's here. I mean, people use it. People, you know, rape it to fucking rap about taking Xanax or doing all the dumb
just
bullshit they fucking
shit,
do.
Yeah,
or to fucking rap about their ego or sing about it. It don't matter. People been doing that shit forever, but there's also always been people that completely separate themselves with that horse shit and actually like put some fucking soul behind that shit. And that's the shit that got me into music, you know.
Yes, yeah, well, I mean, but I mean, it's all got some soul behind it, man. Like, and
well,
that
you're right.
You're
damn
you
right. It has
I mean?
Soul,
like,
but some of that
like,
soul smells like a fucking
like,
dirty diaper.
I mean, even if you're fucking banging hella Xannies and shit, you know what I mean? It's like, you could kind of tell that in the fucking music.
Hell yeah,
which
it's got
is
that
like
shit.
Crazy
it's got
thing
some
about, yeah, it's like you could tell that like, the struggle and the pain. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's
or
like
just
it's
the
like,
fucking
it's
delusional
like, look,
state
look,
of mind
well,
that
I mean,
wants
like,
to lie to itself and think it's cool.
Right. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not. Yeah, exactly. But like it's always been a thing in the fucking. And the music is always been about the fucking drugs and shit. Like,
yeah,
good
not
music,
to me.
Good music.
Yeah, no, you're right.
In
I mean, like,
way,
I'm a
not,
huge Led Zeppelin
not,
and fan, and they obviously did a shitload of drugs, and, you know, they wrote a lot
yeah,
of songs
but like,
about chicks.
But a lot
and
of that shit
good.
Was exaggerated, though,
yeah,
man.
I mean,
and it was, like, the fans that fucking went harder than they did because,
right,
like, the
right.
fans didn't have to get on a fucking plane the next
yeah,
morning
yeah.
and touch down in 42
exactly.
cities.
And that's
what
I'm saying. Like, I'm a huge Led
And, I mean, you might fucking be doing heroin every night, but at least it's when you're on the plane to the next fucking city.
Well, exactly. and that's the thing, though, is it's evolution. It's like, you know, there's music you hear that you love, but
or
you know,
maybe those
you
are just the freaks that could just go through it. They're like the marathon runners of fucking drug taking rock.
yeah.
I don't know. No,
fucking, I don't know, man. At the end of the day,
drugs are very important to music because like music is very important to people, right?
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, like, if you've got a lot of things that are going great, you probably write some stupid-ass song.
Right.
You
but if shit's going really shitty, you're going to write some, like, shit that's going to hit on, like, a deeper level.
Right. I mean, unless you're, like, talking about sitting on the dock of the bay, but that was kind of like, he's
but
about,
that,
to,
that,
he's about
a,
to go
that,
out.
That song
you know,
hits,
he's about
dude.
To die.
Yeah, that song hits,
he was like,
bro.
I ain't
like
fucking, they can't tell me to do nothing
song.
Anymore. And, you
know that's a heavy song,
it's got a
dude.
Little bit to it. You know what I'm saying?
It's got a lot to it.
It's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, if your goal, I mean, there's other avenues.
It's all about
too.
Your intentions, man.
I mean, you can look. I'm not opposed to fucking sitting here writing a fucking pop song. I'm just not gonna fucking be responsible for fucking making sure that thing makes it. I just make the shit, dude. And I don't give a fuck. I'll make whatever song, but when it comes to what I put to my own name, it's shit that I spend the most time.
It means something.
I spend more
to you.
Time on my music than most people spend on probably doing anything else they do in their lives. Like, I don't even have. I haven't had TV in 7 years. I've been recording for 8 years. Like, it's just like, I don't fucking. I catch shit every now and then, but like, it's like. A
you don't have time to be worrying about that bullshit. You got to focus on.
And if
what
I do watch
doing.
Something, I'm just like, that's what I said on this podcast earlier. It's like I'm just always working. Like if even if I'm watching something to fucking relax, like Game of Thrones or something, I'm thinking like, how can I use this in some kind of a song or something? But not that's a good thing and a bad thing about it. Cause like, if you were just to sit down and think like, how am I gonna write a song? That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And nobody ever does it that
no
way.
No one does
they,
it that
they
way.
They just go through and they just like see things and hang out with people. They're not overthinking and meet things and go out and try something different on the menu or something. Yeah. And then you just then ideas click eventually, I guess.
Yeah. No, you're definitely right about
that. That's my old thing. But like, I like all type of music. I just it's a weird thing, like, how to find new good music. There's not like a curation team. You know what I mean?
I found a lot.
How do you find,
man,
your good music? What's your method?
YouTube, man.
Right. So would you get one? Is then you go with the suggested videos, or you just hear somebody tell you something?
Yeah, I mean, I've been listening to so much just random shit for so long. I mean, on YouTube from
you
like
Spotify
Stoner.
Or,
oh yeah, I love, yeah. Spotify is a big one I use. But I mean, the Psychedelic Muse is a YouTube channel where I've found a lot.
Oh,
of
really?
Really?
So it's like they got a curation where they fucking find some good shit.
Yeah, like I've found certain like channels that just hit, man. They just get a lot of good shit on there. Whether it's like some like heavy like space rock stoner shit, or if it's like some fucking
space
psychedelic
rock,
trance.
Actually,
and
if
shit,
you want
and
space
like,
rock, check out newtherapy.bandcamp.com/album/space rock. All right. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I read all kinds of shit, but like, my whole thing is it's Spotify Discover Weekly is pretty good. That's a new thing. I've just
Discover Weekly is legit, man.
Yeah, or whatever that shit is. That's a new thing. But like, it's getting rare and rare that like,
if you read the YouTube comments too, like if you're, say you're finding some album on YouTube you really like and you start reading through the comments, I've noticed that there's a lot of times where people will be like, oh man, like if y'all like, you know, this, like,
yeah,
they'll mention like two or three bands that sound kind of similar, yep, or, you know, have like maybe the influence or something, and that's another way to find
it's like more and more less common, less and less common, I guess. more and more less common, less and less common that somebody's like, hey, check this shit out. You know what I'm saying? They give you some shit, and you could tell they're excited because they know you haven't heard it, and you know it's banging. Like, that's the kind of shit that I want that more. And I guess recently, I don't have any good example of that happening.
Recently, I'm trying to think here. I've discovered some.
Recently,
some pretty,
like 2 months. So.
Yeah. I mean, I found a really good album the other day on YouTube. It was, I don't know if you've heard of Somali Yacht Club.
A little closer. Somali Yacht Club? You're right there.
It's this band called Somali Yacht Club.
Somali Yacht Club.
Somali Yacht Club, yeah, they got a really good album out called The Sun. That's a really good album. And of course, you know, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of Ott or Andrusel. Those are some very influential kind of ambient, like psychedelic trance, very eclectic.
I guess that's kind of why I started the podcast too, is to find out the information you're just saying to me right now.
Yeah. I mean,
back and definitely check out these musicians.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started smoking weed, man, like
anyone want to smoke? I'll pack it up anyway. Keep going.
I met a guy that introduced me to Spangle, Ott, Andrusel, Entheogenic, and Mystery of the Yeti, The Infinity Project, just a bunch of standout psychedelic trance. I mean, that
psychedelic trance is actually pretty fucking dope shit. I like that whole you know, the fucking deep cuts and the fucking lights and everything.
Yeah.
But like, you think like if you could record that kind of music, but you had a basement with all the fucking lights, like you're on stage, you'd probably be able to figure out to play the light system. Like fucking, I don't know. It's psych trance is fucking definitely fucking.
It's like rap. There's a ton of shitty stuff.
I can't accurately do that, right? So like, I figured out a way to make the type of music that I make, and I can't accurately represent that. If I do try to do something like that, it tends to take a different spin, but I can definitely appreciate fucking the, you know what I mean? Like the way that it's done, because it's different. And that's what, you know what I mean? That's what all about.
Yeah, and it's just very progressive.
Because, like, even if
it's
I tried to make what I was trying to hear, it's not going to sound that way. So that means, like, they're obviously doing something that I can't do, which is appreciation.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the main thing that stood out to me when I first stumbled across the genre was just, like, how the music transmutates so fluidly into other progressions, and how it starts in one point and takes you to it's music that takes you on a journey. It's not just some loop. It's not like
banging your head against a wall,
like, waiting for the
blood. I mean, there's definitely people
sitting
there figuring out the way to fucking elevate it.
And it's really good shit to listen to when you're doing, like, mushrooms or acid or just smoking weed. It's just, it's good shit to listen to by yourself and just think about thoughts and shit.
My only goddamn criticism.
What is it, you criticical fuck?
Look, dude. Look. I just think it's weird when you got a DJ fucking up there.
Fuck a DJ.
And he starts singing along to the fucking chick hook or something
in
the song.
You're not listening to trance, bro. That ain't trance. That's fucking modern day, fucking little
you know
hipster.
What I'm saying?
Like,
right.
I think I know what trance is,
right,
but I'm really just eating
there,
a bunch of fake acid.
No, I don't fucking know it. No. What I'm saying is, I just, I mean, I'm not totally against it because the fucking scene, everybody's fucking feeling good. It's just like, I just think it's kind of weird when you actually have, like, a person being known as the DJ, right?
Yeah,
with, like,
it's bullshit.
You know what I mean? It adds, like, a cult of personality to what would normally be, like, a fuck. I mean,
well, this is why I like Spangle, man, is if you go see Spangle live, they've got a fucking actual drummer. They've got a guy
out
there playing.
It just seems like a lot of pressure for one guy, I guess. I'm not jealous or, like, condemning it.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is, like, it would seem to be, like, a fucking abnormal fucking, like, you putting all this attention on this guy that just makes a good song, man.
Well, and like I said, I mean, that's not, like, a lot of the stuff I listen to.
I've heard of Spangle. It's like, I had a friend from Brazil who was big into Spangle.
Yeah, I mean, them and Tool are, like, my two favorite bands, hands down. Like, just because of how much they've influenced me, how much it's affected me.
You like Tool?
Yes.
Dude, okay, so I like Tool. But I like Tool even more when I found out they weren't on Spotify. I'm like,
oh, hell
okay.
Yeah.
If you want Tool, you got to fucking get Tool.
I mean,
you can watch it on YouTube.
Their drummer is one of my, you know, biggest inspirations.
Fucking.
He's what got
James
me.
Vander
that's
Keith.
What literally I saw him playing on a YouTube video from 96 at the Glass House. And after I saw that, I was like, okay,
yeah, but
I want to do that.
So wait, so like all I know is, like, I mean, I know a little bit, like, about James Maynard Keegan.
Maynard James Keenan.
I know. Sorry, I'm JK. Anyway. No, but I know. I mean, I fucking heard a little bit about him, but, like, apparently it's like the band that fucking just makes up the shit, and then when they have the fucking albums, they call him and he goes in and puts the shit.
Yeah,
so
it's one of those things, man. It's like anything. It's like the Bill Cosby shit. You know, there's just some things that, like,
Wait a second. What the fuck? How did you get the Bill Cosby shit?
Well, if you let me finish,
you
know.
He might fuck him when he sleeps, but, you know, they always come out with an album and everything. I'm just kidding. Were you going with a joke on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, what I was saying is that, you know, it's people hear about the Bill, anything, whether it's Bill Cosby or whatever, and they just automatically think, oh, well, I heard this on the news. Now I know everything about it. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, like, people pretend they know, people think they know things, and they literally have no actual proof of knowing. And just because some news station says something or you hear some stuff, I mean, you never know what actually happened. And so, like, I mean, some people say things just to bullshit the public because they don't give a fuck. And Tool's a great example of that. I mean, they're like the first band I think of when I think of somebody that's just like, they're like, hey, how was y'all's show? It's just like, well, when we started jerking off, we were really, you know, fuck you. You know what I mean? Just like we don't need to explain our music to you.
Yeah,
listen to
mean,
the
I,
fucking music. You
right,
know what
like,
I'm saying?
Well,
it speaks
like,
for
it's
itself,
like, it's
motherfucker.
Like the, that's what I was saying about lights and like stuff, man. What is, I had some point. It's like, if you're practicing in a basement somewhere.
They're not doing all that. But when you go out and perform, you're putting on a show. Like, you know, I mean, how boring would that be if a guy just stood up there and he's just hitting buttons? But when the dude's dressed up and he's got light show and everything, I mean, it just adds a cool element. It's just like when you go see a band and their lead singer is just standing there the whole time and isn't moving at all.
It's like, you know what? If you're going to be up on stage
and you got a guy shredding on the drums, you got a bassist, you got a guitarist, you got all these people doing skilled shit. If you're going to be up there with just a microphone, you better be fucking moving. You better be doing some shit that gets
stage
the crowd going.
Right, exactly. But I'm saying no fucking choreography. I hate that shit.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta get into it, man.
You bring out backup dancers and shit. Like, what y'all paying them shit? Like, come on. What are y'all paying them for? Just to make it look more interesting than it is.
Well, a lot of times it's just, oh, like, we need to check up on stage with tits and fucking
for the lack of the talent here.
You know what I mean?
I see a red door and I want to paint it black.
But, you know, I don't know, man. I'm about to say some random shit here, but at the end of the day, fuck
it.
Life's random.
That's the whole thing.
I just farted. I don't give a shit.
We call it Outlaw Radio, but that's fucking old. What's that? What's that? Alien Radio.
You know, I just, man, shoot. Where I feel like, all right, you know,
I'm okay with having a very small, tight circle of friends and just putting my time and energy and focusing on the things that are going to better my life.
Oh, so you don't want to fucking, like, form a cult of touring fucking acid-taking, bread-frying fucking fans?
Nah, I'd like to hang them.
State to state and have all kinds of cool technology and... You know,
nah, man. There's a lot of frauds these days, man. Like you got these festivals like Shakori Hills. You go there with the 3 ounces.
I've never been.
Yeah, I've been there.
Hey,
you
go
there.
Too hard, but
I'm not shitting on it, man. I fucking
speak
love that
honest.
Festival. But it's just life in general. It's the generation we live in. We live in a generation of people. It's like, oh, you got weed, you got mushrooms. Oh, dude, like, hey, like, it's all love, bro. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, I just got robbed, and they're like, oh, I'm
going
to go find somebody that hasn't gotten robbed.
Oh, shit.
It's like, you know, all right, cool. You know, so, you know, it's just like I've come to learn that most people really only like you when they're fucking on drugs and feeling good. And then when they're actually sober and they actually got to follow through on the shit they were talking about when they were drunk, they don't fucking come through.
Oh, man.
And it's sad, but it is what it is.
What is that? Why would that be? Like, is it that the idea sounds great until you're fucked and hungover?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like you're in the moment, just like, oh my God, I feel great right now.
But like,
they
imagine
don't realize
you could
that,
keep
like,
that state for the next like 3 days when you fucking said the plan was. You're like, yeah.
It never happens like that.
Right,
unless you're dealing with people that.
Oh my God, that was my New Year's resolution to stop getting fucking stoked about telling people that. Well, not it was like it's like a time based thing with me, but like it was mostly like I'd be like, oh man, oh, but see, I've been drinking hard, you know. Sometimes you're like, ah, that sounded great. Ooh,
there's nothing wrong with that.
You
there's
know?
Nothing wrong, you know. And I want to clarify because I don't want to come off as some guy
that
thinks
if you do
drugs, you're a piece of shit. Because I've done, you know, every drug you can fucking name.
No, but I agree.
And I still
agree.
Like to smoke
like
bud, and I like to, you know, drink a little beer, catch a buzz every now and then. But you know, I'm at a point where I've realized, you know, where to draw the line, so where I can wake up the next day and actually still be a man of my word
and
not be miserable, you know. So
it comes down to like also I like to write a lot of shit down and like have the goals for the day.
Yeah.
What up, Zappa?
Zappa. We got Chris
Zappa.
King in the house here.
Hey, I'm a wizard, dude. You listen.
He's a wizard.
We got Chris King coming in on the podcast here.
I know, but just so you know how it's coming through with all the
it's
music in the background.
It's better feel really professional.
Answering your question.
You feel like you're on Rush Limbaugh right now? Dun, dun, dun.
Not too much music. But we were talking about hustling and putting out music and how you do it.
All right, here you go, brother.
I got to pack some with that thing in there for you.
There's some paraphernalia. There's a lighter.
Yeah, let me throw you some paraphernalia.
Nihilism,
dude.
I heard nihilism is like the new, like, it's like a new disease now. It's like
say that again?
Nihilism's like a new, it's like a new condition.
It's a disease?
Yeah, not a disease. It's a mental condition
I
now.
Heard it could
nah,
be
I'm just bullshitting. Yeah, it is. No, yeah, damn right. It's exactly, yeah. Or you spend more time seeing how you look on the phone than actually just like living your life. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, like, am I actually having a good time? Maybe I should take a selfie and see if I am happy. Oh, I just look happy in my selfie, so I gotta be happy now.
And I gotta remind myself every fucking, 20 minutes how happy I am. That's the other secret to success.
That is. Yeah, I mean, the way you think definitely does affect your state of mind, your state of being, and I think the world around you to a degree. It's not like, you can't take it out of context, but yeah, I mean, if you're sitting around in a car driving thinking that you're just bound to get in a wreck, you're probably going to get in a fucking wreck. You know what I mean? But if you're driving and you're just like clear headed and just seeing shit for what it is, you're probably not going to get in a wreck. And because of that, how clear headed you are, you're probably going to see a guy driving all sketchy and be able to avoid a position where you'd even have to dodge a wreck, you know?
Man, you just went from nihilism to dodging wrecks. Wow. You know what? I just thought of a superhero coming out of that, Like the nihilistic superhero.
What, his fucking powers, like his hand turns into a fucking smartphone or something and he can just take selfies whenever he wants. It never has to charge.
His name is Nihilast.
Nihilast, yeah. Nihilast. Nihilastic.
Hey, I'm his brother. he's got the shirt half open too, for the ladies out there.
Nihilastic.
The ladies want to know.
Yeah, this is a reminder. We are on Alien Radio Podcast. Shout out to
The superhero Nihilast.
Yeah, shout out to the superhero Nihilast and the Nihilastics.
Almost like a shirt that that can handle all types of weather, but makes your chest look really nice.
Yeah, like it like poofs it out a couple extra inches.
Nihilastic.
Like, and the way they sell it is like it'll prevent you from getting
that
in fights.
That nihilastic fiber, dude. Oh, that shit that stretches like it don't give a fuck.
But yeah, man. What's that? A Zed Hardy?
I got this damn Ed Hardy shirt fucking 9 years ago, 2008, right? Fucking before any fucking Jersey Shore motherfuckers is wearing the shit. But I'll be in fair, like the fucking shirt, pretty much as faded as it's been. And
it's like
fucking
a Guns N' Roses
solid.
Like
I have a Guns
N'
Roses. Yeah. It's like a fucking eagle. Fucking whatever. Fuck them, dude. I was doing laundry, and then I had to come over here.
Why
do
eagles always look like they're getting like a pine cone stuck up their ass and every single like...
I think it's because they did a lot of opiates. They just like... They look too content. It's like y'all are cowboys like in a bar.
Like that in
that's
life.
Like the vibe
look,
you're giving off. And
they look cool. They don't look like that. Like they're getting like poked fucking hard. the feathers are getting lifted. People are lifting those ancient scales up, like because that's pretty much what they are.
Yeah.
Feathers are basically like a modernized scale.
Just you're right.
You ever look at the feet on chickens and roosters and cocks?
Hey, is that where that idea comes from, though? Because like I was like, I don't fucking know.
No, but I mean, scales and feathers do have a big similarity. Just how they layer on top of each other.
Okay, let me ask you this though. Let me ask you this. If humans did live with dinosaurs, that explains why we didn't have fucking quills.
Well, there's certain things to consider here. You notice that a whale kind of looks like a seal. And a seal kind of
looks like a mermaid.
Like a bear.
Yeah.
And a bear kind of looks like a dog.
Shut
and a dog is a mammal like a human. So, I mean, I don't know. Just think about that.
But then you also got, don't forget the North American beaver. Sometimes can be looking like the South African jaguar. Hey, would you ever, dude, I wish, like, and this is probably a bad thing to say, but, like, I would like to eat seal or fucking whatever they hunt up in Alaska.
What do they hunt in Alaska? I think they just hunt a lot of fish. They do a lot of fishing.
I was listening to NPR and they were like, said Rick Hud's marine mammals up in northern Alaska. You see how they pause it like that? Anyway, yeah, I don't know. They fucking hunt like fucking seals and shit.
Really?
They eat them, yeah.
They eat seals?
Yeah.
I wonder if the meat's any good. I wonder
right?
what it tastes
exactly.
like. You know what I mean?
So
I wonder, you know, you figure they'd
good.
Probably throw it on some sushi or something.
Let me ask you this. Why the fuck are you going to live
seal
in the
sushi?
Fucking, why the fuck? Why are you going to live in the
seal? Some seal eel sushi.
I only club baby seals. I've never took them out, you know, tried to club them or anything.
You just club them?
Yeah, club them.
You take them out clubbing?
Yeah, I take them out clubbing.
Yeah, like
and
orcs.
And I fucking like them, dude. I can't kill you and eat you.
Yeah, I got to take you out clubbing. Let's go. Let's fuck Alaska. Clubbing, come to Raleigh. Let's go pop some molly at
dude,
fucking
some of those seals
Solace.
Are like, kind of like hot mermaids if you look at them a certain way. After
yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, if you're really drunk, yeah, everything looks
yo
like a hot
ho,
mermaid.
Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum, man. The seal looks like gonna make me come.
So hot mermaids in
I'm out.
Alaska.
I'm out after that one. Are you hopping up? Yeah, he did. No. I mean, if I could hop on, I was gonna hand you the mic back. No, that's cool. I'm not. Talking about them maritime animals, dude. You're fucking. Are you fucking sea fan? Do you like fucking ocean? You ever been on the ocean?
I love the ocean, man. Hell yeah. I've been to Maui. Went scuba diving to Maui.
Oh,
that shit was legit, bro. Hell yeah,
what's
man.
What's scuba diving like, dude?
I'm sorry, I did not go scuba diving. I went snorkeling. Completely different.
Okay, snorkeling is like you can't breathe underwater. Scuba diving is like...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
But in Maui, the water's so clear. Snorkeling in Maui is pretty fucking legit, bro.
Dude, that's dope, dude.
Yeah.
Clear-ass water, dude. And
oh,
shit
it's,
like that.
It's crystal clear, man. And, I mean, there's these huge fucking turtles, bro. You're not allowed to ride on them. It's like a fine, but, you know, my sister did anyway. I never really came across one. I got a piss test March 5th. I can't be smoking. It sucks.
Yeah, it happens.
My birthday's March 1st.
Happy birthday.
Coming
my birthday's March
12th. Soon.
Let's do a shot.
I'm turning 12.
Shots.
No, I'm just kidding.
Shots.
I'm turning 13, actually.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
How are you turning for real?
22.
I'm turning 27.
Damn.
Right
God
on.
Damn it.
Oh, dude, okay. You got plenty of time to figure out your shit.
Exactly,
bro.
Man. That's what I'm that's
here's
why
the thing,
you
man.
Know.
Here's my number one thing. If you're going to be good at music, you don't got to worry about fucking being fucking young and doing music, man. You just got to fucking make shit. Don't fucking worry about fucking racing against the fucking clock, man. Just
oh, and that's
do.
That, and I'm not.
Develop
man.
A style, and I'll jam with you downstairs in a little while.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, I spend a lot of time, you know, buying junk cars, but, you know, when I'm done with that.
You got some
you
buying
know,
junk
I,
cars?
I like to, huh?
It's a good game.
It is. I just,
I don't
I
know
just
shit
bought
about
a 95 Lexus ES300.
I think we talked about
right
this last time.
Here.
I'm remembering back. Listen, now we got it on the podcast. That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah. It's
you
fun.
Probably bought my buddy's car, dude.
Maybe.
We had it stuck outside of his house for a while.
Yeah.
It was a Volvo.
Volvo. Maybe, maybe not. If I didn't buy it, I'm sure I know who did. Probably a guy named Travis. Shout out to Travis DeGood. Steady killing it for the last 8 years.
Travis.
But, man, you got your own podcast. What made you want to start a podcast, man?
So, I mean, I started recording a lot of music, right?
Right,
like,
and you're like, shit, I
so
could
I
also
started
record a podcast.
And, you know, when I was fucking first doing it, it was a song a day, and I was recording a song a day for about 4 years, right? And I would have it, like, I got all the files on my computer, like, the date and how it is.
That's cool, dude.
And then you kind of get, like, the ideas that recur and you get the more things. But, like, the best part is, like, I have, like, a lot of tracks, right? And I
right.
don't even need to fucking sell them. I just want to use them as, like, fillers, like, in for, like, I got instrumentals. I just talk over, like, well, come to the bullshit.
I mean, dude, a song
shit.
A day for 4 years, that's really, like, inspiring. Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
so
that
like,
seems like a
like
good little
the
method.
The next 4 years, it was kind of like a song when I was, like, I, so, like, with the four, so you make a song a day for 4 years, the goal is to learn the techniques, not worry about really making a product. It's just, like, kind of try something crazy every day. Go
try
in there
new
and just make some weird sound effects.
That's what I do when I get on the drums,
exactly.
man. Like, when I'm by myself. When I'm jamming with other people, I try to respect,
see,
hey,
my thing is,
you know.
So, like, I'm recording, so, like, I get, like, if I got a guitar part, man, like, I would rather not record that to a click track.
Right.
then put the drums in, and then fucking, you know, do it like that way. There's like a, there's an organicness when you get a drummer and like a guitar and a bass player to play at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
It's like, I could write all the parts for that shit, and I've done it for a long time, but I'd be more than happy to fucking, like, fucking collaborate and write songs because, like, it's always way better, man.
Yeah, when
like,
you can
when
throw
you get somebody,
everyone else's mind in with your right, mind, you
dude,
can just push out a better product. Cause, you
well,
know,
no, it's not. It just takes off the, like you're going to play the drums a different way than I would play the drums.
Exactly.
And the bass is going to be different, but when we get that fucking groove and it locks in, that's
it's
the
gold.
Fucking shit. That's
yeah.
the whole reason. And that's why you don't even, it gets to the point, like, that's why I like music, where you don't really got to think about how you're making it too much.
Right.
But I do know from recording for 8 years, like, you do got to think about it a lot, too, when you record, you know? So, like, it's
yeah.
like that kind of trade-off. So I like to, like, get, like, a solid recording where everybody knows, but, like, then you fucking, I don't know. It's interesting. So, like, it was also because I noticed a lot of the bands that I thought were really good were underrated in Raleigh, and
yeah.
I wanted to get like a different way for people to talk about what they like about music,
right?
Where they can say words like shit and fuck,
yeah,
and not
yeah.
have to worry
and
say
whatever
like,
they
really,
want and
smoke,
not be fucking
like,
shat on,
be like a little drunk, you know, fucking
yeah.
coming on mic, and so that's my real goal was to like you know definitely provide a channel like I don't give a fuck, I like all types of music, and if fucking I mean, if it's dope, dude, I'm in. So I like
right.
that, and it's also a good way for me to expose the shit that I've recorded. You know what I mean?
Right.
And as far as sponsors go, like what I would like to do is just continue to promote local brands like Angry Angel Energy and
Angry
Guru
Angel.
Guitars.
I love Guru Guitars.
Yeah, no,
man.
I mean
that's where I bought
like
my
real
bass.
Local stuff. They got like a lot of good shit. They got a lot of vintage stuff you're not going to
yeah.
find anywhere else.
Gene they got
and
good
Howard
deals, man. They got great
good.
Deals. And they're
yeah.
good guys.
They're
and,
fucking
and,
solid.
And they do good work, too. You know, you can get your guitar worked on and shit. And if you're
I mean,
a musician, they'll help
they
you
really
out.
Know how to fix guitars. But as far as, man, they just got some vintage shit that like you can't find anywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I like about it. It's because there's like a weird, I mean, it's if you have something that still works from like the 70s, it's crazy, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's just, it's stuff like that that adds kind of special zest to certain bands. You know, when you have certain things that just no other bands have, it gives you a unique, you know, authentic sound. And, you know,
right.
you know, you don't want to sound like another band. I mean, it's. We all get inspired by a certain groups and
well,
stuff,
I mean,
but we all want to have our own kind of original like vibe.
Well,
and
I mean, what's good about them is you can play like 6 or 7 amps back to back, and you can find out what you really like because, like,
yeah.
even if you don't know too much about the sound of things, like, there is like some fucking character in these fucking old amps. And shit.
Oh yeah,
so it's like you know, it's cool shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you got vintage cymbals, you got brand new cymbals. I mean, some people just that's more their style is like old school, like vintage, worn in like cymbals. It's just a different vibe.
You just got to take them cymbals and chuck them under the dirt, dude, for like 2 weeks
Or a year.
Dude, you're right. That's
it's called earth toning them.
Yeah, is that a real thing?
Yeah,
that's
I did that. I did
it.
That with a crash cymbal of mine.
Did
I
it work pretty
it.
Well?
I wasn't patient enough to wait a year. I did 6 months, but it drastically dried. It was way too bright, and it ended up drying
yeah,
it out
it
a lot more, and I liked
happens,
it. I liked
dude.
It a lot, man. I was pleased. It's definitely something I recommend to any drummer to
just bury your cymbals,
you know,
and say
find a cymbal that you just aren't too attached to and just say fuck it, I'm gonna bury you and dig you up one day when I feel like it and see how you sound.
Yeah,
if
you
it's
don't
fun.
Got fucking man.
Yeah,
I really like your podcast setup, man.
Sometimes, I mean, we've had like 4 microphones and 4 fucking headphones and
yeah.
everything like that. But I'm just keeping it chill right now.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole goal is just to fucking get cool people to talk about music because, like, in my opinion, that's what really music is like fucking like a little bit of like what's behind it. I mean, because, like, let's be honest, dude, if you got no fucking lights and no smoke and no fucking gimmick, right? Then all that matters is the fucking raw musicianship and the fucking
yeah. If it's good
shit,
music, it doesn't
right.
matter if you how flashy shit is. If
that's
it's good
what
music,
saying.
people are gonna like.
And so behind the fucking flashy shit is real musicians talking about fucking cool shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we all want to express ourselves. We all got something to say, and that's something, you know. Every single person, no matter how different or weird they might seem, I mean, we all have something to offer to other people that not everyone knows. You know, we all have something, some knowledge to pass on, and something to learn from someone else. And, you know, it ain't till you start talking to someone that you start to get it. You know, you start to get the benefits of just being an open enough person to just talk to random people and, you know, understand that you don't know everything and that we are imperfect creatures, you know.
Exactly.
And that's the thing, that's how I approach music. I'm not afraid to suck, you know what I mean?
I mean,
like when I'm playing by myself, I do my most, you know, experimenting, because that's like my practice. It's like,
right,
you know, but you know, if I'm jamming with somebody, you know, I'm still gonna push the envelope a bit, but like I'm you know, trying to, you know, I'm trying to vibe with you. I'm not just gonna start doing all this crazy shit and throw you off just because I'm trying, you know what I mean? But if I'm by myself, then I'll just do some crazy shit that I might think sounds like straight ass.
I don't know, man. I think just drum how you feel, play how you feel, man.
I do. But, you know, when I'm jamming with other people, you know, I can't not, like, try to, like, connect to their vibe. It's just like,
that's
what you do when you play music. It's what you were just talking about.
That's how you find the time.
But when you're by yourself, there's only yourself. So you can do whatever, and that's just really how I've learned the drums,
I didn't take drum lessons. I just taught myself drums.
I came off a heavy mushroom trip and moved in with a guy who had a drum kit and had just quit smoking cigs and didn't know what the fuck to do with myself. So I just started sucking at the drums, and 2 weeks later, I had a couple people like, hey, like, you know, you're starting to, you know, get a little better. You know, they weren't like, you're great, but they're like,
right,
you know, you're not as bad as you were when you got on. And it was little comments like that got me like, like, I'm going to keep doing this. And then eventually I would hit these little vortexes of just like, holy shit, I got to get up my own kit. This is too much fun. Like, this is what I like. And I did. I saved my money up, got a kit.
Yeah.
Now I got two, and I'm, you know, it's pretty sweet.
We were talking about
drumming. Here's Colleen coming in on the podcast.
Did you just call me Colleen, like with a Cole?
I don't know. Colleen.
You don't know. You don't know.
You just dropped a new.
I don't hear anything in my headphones.
She just dropped a single, I think, the other day.
It's not really in the headphones.
Can you? Wow, that's very loud. Hello.
Hello. Is this Jude?
Hey, Jude. Hello.
Chuck,
killed it.
I don't hear it really in my headphones that much.
It's just a
another day's gone by.
All right, this is Will. I'm gonna hand the mic back to, what's your name again, dude?
Jealous.
Diggity Dave. All right, Dave, I'm gonna let you talk to Colleen about her new single.
My name is not Colleen.
You got new singles out.
Yeah, I do have a new band out.
Can you hear anything in your headphones?
No, my headphones suck.
These headphones are too loud. All right.
Days gone by, shambarines. Yeah, let's switch it. Check. Oh, yeah, I can hear now too.
Well,
I can hear now. So the new band is called the
Shambarines. Hold up. So we got Colleen, not Colleen. Colleen. All right, so what
shambarines.
Are you doing a sample? Is that from the album, or are you making that up?
No, I'm making it up.
Keep
but
going.
We do have one from the album, so you should know in the podcast The band is called the Chamberines. And we didn't really
You gotta say that closer in the mic. Is that too loud in your what is that?
You were there at Ruckus when I was making the band name. I was like, I was like, could it be Galacticats? Could it be Forest Moon?
Galacticats.
You know, you were like, you liked Forest Moon. Remember? Yeah.
Galacticats.
But we called it the Chamberines.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's actually really good. It's like tambourines, but chamberines. And we've been on the radio.
What radio have you been on? Alien Radio?
Little Raleigh Radio.
Little Raleigh Radio and Alien Radio podcast right here.
We could be here, yeah.
This isn't really radio. This is pod radio.
You know, my bandmate is.
Yeah, well, is your music online?
Yeah, some of it is, and people have bought our tracks after we were
okay,
on the radio.
Okay, so where
we
do
made
you?
Made like $12.
Ooh.
So I was like, whoa, like I didn't want to be online at all, but then I was like, well,
okay, but where's it at, and where can they find that to give you more than $12?
Yeah,
go ahead.
My bandmate has all the money. So
hey, what?
We made the money, but, you know, whoa, I never made money off music before, and ooh, I still have not, you know.
So you want to plug where your music is at online or not?
Yeah, we should. It's called the Chamberines Bandcamp. Let's play a song. Let's play a song right now.
Okay, we can play a song,
okay,
but hold on.
Come on.
Plug. Where do we find it?
We'll find it on Bandcamp.
How do you spell chamberines?
Like tambourines, but with a shambo.
C H A M. Chamberines.
Yeah, let's pull it up. Let's play a song.
We gotta pause it. But you got to put it on a phone because we got to play it. I'll play it through my phone, through this.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. All right, folks. We'll be right back.
Give me your phone. I'll get it up. I mean, the newest one is Forest Moon. It's like a very like, yeah. Forest Moon is.
Was it? It wasn't the one we just.
No. Forest Moon is a very chill. It's almost an elevator sound. I hate to say it.
Why? When's the last time you ever heard a sound in an elevator, though?
I mean, play Forest Moon, then. For the
is it this
podcast.
One? Oh, is, yeah. It, is this? I mean,
yeah, go it. For it. Go yeah. for it. Press play. I mean, but it is a little bit of more of an elevator sound, just to let you know. You know, it's not as pop as Going Back. I can't go back.
So we'll start with the... We'll start pop.
Back. How is the only way...
Oh,
buy our tracks.
And that was Forest Moon by the Shamboreens.
Yes,
at
yes.
T-H-E-S-H-A-M-B-O-U-R-I.
We the Shamboreens.
Hey, hold on. I'm trying to spell it.
Sorry.
shamboureens.bandcamp.com. It's also going to be available in the description. So
it's like tambourine, but shamboreen.
Yeah, no, but I have it in the. You can just like click on it and go to the link. But
yes.
So that was a Forest Moon. What was the first one?
Yeah, that was the first one.
No, in the other song. The first song right here, like whatever that one was.
Go back.
The shamboureens.
Can we go back?
Go back. Okay. Those are fantastic. Oh, you want some? Whatever. We'll just do it regular. Those are very good songs. Sounded cool when we get the real.
Well, we have new songs coming out too. There's a new song called 1-8.
Nonstop Hustle. Just
yeah, we are, and I don't think it'll be called 1-8, but it's a very, very good song. It's like a faster song. And I mean, I could play it on my phone right now. It's a newer song, but it's a better song. So that shows you who the Shamboreens are. I will get it on my phone. It's a good fucking song.
Wait, you don't gotta. All right, folks, and that was another goddamn episode of the Alien Radio Podcast, the only podcast worth a fucking podcast, is sponsored by Angry Angel Energy, folks. That's 50 calories, stevia leaf and dextrose, B vitamins, CoQ10, and 120 milligrams of caffeine. It's the only way I start my day, if I can start my day, with Angry Angel Energy. Also brought to you by newtherapy.bandcamp.com. It's where all the music that I do and talk about is at. And the shamboureens.bandcamp.com. Click below to find Colleen's new singles in the description below. Thank you, folks. Have a great one.